Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coop. Pony wanna talk, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been a pool. She an addict, addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, have you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be drippin' to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes than the rough, we foul tackle. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Taffy, I'm not no Gundy. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. I go in the mouth, she costing me nothing. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Mean muggin' got me clutching. Yeah, and this stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took a island, fled the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Legends undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
And a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga land favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lures. Sleeping on the pallet, turn me to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabasas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Take that Z-Walk, dick you with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like seesaw. When I shot up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I talked about the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing.
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. What's up, Detroit? Happy Easter to all you suckers out there. Some of you guys need to be resurrected like Jesus was in the race game. Motherfuckers don't win. Motherfuckers need to be resurrected. So, with that being said, here we go. We finna get this show started. We got a little bit to talk about today. With the young cast, the old cast, and then that weak-ass motherfucker, Kamala Harris, then did some damage over in the Shy. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some stuff that happened over the weekend. Red and them never scared. They don't went to Pontiac. They don't whoop somebody again. I don't know. I think Red and Lil Head, they're going to have to put Pontiac on their, they'll have to file taxes, man, because Pontiac constantly paying them, you know what I mean? So, you know, that yak time, we're going to have to file some taxes. I mean, I guess they're going to have to file taxes. Oh, man, who, you know, they just keep going up there. On our robbery, you know, Red told me last night, man, I go over there, I whoop the, man, I don't even take a mask, man. I just go, when they see me pull up, they already know what it is, you know. They just fork over the money. I said, damn, Red, you robbing them boys without a mask? You ain't, man, no gun, or no, man, I'm strong, I'm robbing these niggas over there. I said, damn. I didn't think Pontiac was that soft to just go up there and strong arm rob them, and you don't have a mask, you don't have a pistol, you just go up there and take their money, huh, Red? And then he said, "Hey, watch this." He told me that. What was it? Saturday morning or Friday night? He said he's gonna go over to Pontiac, and he gonna strong arm rob them. He ain't gonna need no mask or nothing. He said, I go up there every other week and strong arm rob them boys. I don't take a mask. I don't take a pistol. It just be me and Lil Head. We don't take nobody else with us. We just go up there and strong arm rob them. He said, you just pull up and they, you know, you from Detroit? Yeah. And they get you money. Let me open this mic up right here. Maybe he might know what I'm talking about, you know.
313-5558. Yes,
hey, dude.
We hit you,
man.
Meatball in the air,
Street
we hit, baby.
Hold on. Street King or even Meatball, you might can answer this. Do you know anything about Never Scared going up to Pontiac every other week and strong arm robbing them?
It seemed like when Red and Lil Head and them pull up, it seemed like they just open the door and they just throw the money in. They just give them the money. Give them money and walk.
So you mean? So are they extorting them or, you know, what are they doing? That they just, I mean, because I would like to go and get me a little money. When they come, you know, each week it gets more and more.
Hey, Kimo, man. Hey, man. At the end of the day, you got to give it to Rack, man, and the Never Scared crew, man. I mean, shit. You know what? We was on the phone last week. Boy, that goddamn Street King said some shit that I would never forget. Street King said, I wouldn't raise nobody else but them.
Nobody but Pontiac.
Street King said, I won't raise nobody but from Pontiac.
Man.
But at the same token, it wasn't actually a Pontiac person last night who they was dancing with last night. It was one of them boys from Bad Boy Racing, Corey Malone.
So wait a minute, we're Bad Boy Racing. They not, but they did it in Pontiac, so that's why I think.
Yeah, they was in Pontiac. But hold on, don't get me wrong now. When Red and them do go up to Pontiac and race somebody from Pontiac, all they do is open the door. They just throw the money in there and walk off.
Wait a minute. So that street up there should be named after them. Boulevard they be on?
Yeah. Yeah, they might want to call it Lil Head Boulevard or something. Lil Head Boulevard or Red Boulevard or Never Scared Street or something.
Man, I mean, I'm talking about they going up there. I'm stuck straight, motherfucker. Give me the loot.
Hey, Kimo, look.
Yeah.
Hey, look, the bad part about it, man, I don't know actually how much, but, man, I'm sure they didn't bought the, car Red then got. They didn't bought that already.
Man, you know your dad, your motherfucking pops, the one who put some work in with that weak-ass motherfucking
I just saw my goddamn daddy. My daddy went out there and paralyzed a motherfucking Camaro.
I'm sick of your daddy with this bullshit. I'm sick of your daddy with this fucking bullshit, man. I promise.
Hey, Kimo, you gonna get real sick of when he fucked Lil Will up.
Oh, man.
Man, well, y'all might want to pay him. Though. Y'all might want to just pay that off. But I don't.
I might want to block him. I can't take him winning and all the shit he gonna talk with this weak ass motherfucking Kamala punk ass Harris. I can't take it. He talking about the vice president and
Chemo.
All that. Get the fuck out of here,
Hey, Chemo, the man. That motherfucker down there putting in work. He likes the damn red up here.
I'm sick of that motherfucker. Sick of it. I'm sick of that.
Somebody get my damn daddy on the phone, man. About it.
I'm sick of it. You hear me?
Let me get Duval. Hold on.
That weak ass Kamala fucking Harris and got away. Ooh, I'm sick and tired of it. Do you hear me? Sick and fucking tired of it.
Hold on. Hey, Duval. What up? Hey man, you on the show? You on the show? Hey man, would you tell Chemo man what that guy damn stand gonna do to Lil Wheel man?
Well, walk away from that man. Don't step away from him. You can't stay there with that little motherfucker.
Ooh, somebody. Hey, listen. Somebody brushing their teeth.
Hey, Kimo, y'all might want to pay the locker. Y'all can't stay there with him. He just ran a ZL1 Camaro. I know this nigga finna come on talking crazy. I can't stomach it right now. I can't goddamn stomach this shit. You know that little motherfucker, man, he ain't tall as but he ain't big as shit and got the biggest motherfucker.
Hey, Duval, can you give us your recap on the race last night, man? We're King Red. We
gotta
call it King Red.
You know, they got on up there. They did their burnout. Somebody was standing in front of Red car, waiting on Corey to get up on Boost. You know, he stepped out the way when he ready. The little head took off. Corey come off the button. He broke something in the rear end. I thought he spun the tire, but he broke the rear end in that bit.
Now,
Lil Head was off to the races.
Don't tell me that motherfucker that went to pick apart and picked up a rear end.
Now let's say if that car didn't break and then they went down through it, it'd have been a good race. But goddamn Head put down a goddamn pass down to that bitch.
Hey, listen, man. If my aunt had some nuts, she'd be my uncle. Fuck all that if. Man, the man that went to pick the pot picked up a fucking rear end.
Hey, listen, man. At the end of the day, man, King Red got the goddamn check.
I understand that. But again, I say, the man with the pick-a-pot picked the check up, picked up a rear end, and thought he was going to run with little head. I'm lost for words with these motherfuckers going to the
King
junkyard.
You can call
him
King Red or King Head. King Red or King Head.
Man, good God.
King
Red.
That's a goddamn. Hey, that's their name, Chemo. King Red Head.
So he left that button door. Guess what his rear end did? His rear end just went.
Oh, Lord.
he don't get out there. He got out there with a motherfucking turbo. He probably walk around that bitch. No, he has red new cover. I got a turbo. Let the button go. Boom. So you mean to tell me he did a scrappy? He did a motherfucking scrappy.
Oh,
he left everything sitting there. He did a goddamn
scrappy. Hey, Duval, can you get Red on the phone, man? We gotta pay our dues to the man.
Red all good, but I'm sick of this whole ass Kamala Harris. I'm sick of her. You know, first of all, the little bitch. I'm just sick of him. He said he was going over here. I'm gonna do this and do. Man, sit down, you little bitch. And he done went and did it. Now he done pissed me off.
Hey, Kimo, the man went over there. He went over there. He saw what he saw. I just saw the race on a disclosed location
We got to get that weak ass Trump. Let Camaro get the Trumper horn. Take it back to the dealership, dummy. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Kimo, the way that thing sounded, I don't think he take that thing back to the dealership. That motherfucker was sounding real healthy over there.
It sounds happy, but it's a weak bitch.
He lost on and everything.
Skin ain't winning over there and beat up on a full-fledged fucking race car. Oh, Lord. Lordy.
The man went over there and had his business.
That young punk over there, he needs to go to prison. You know why he needs to go to prison? For imitating the motherfucking street racer. Get him out. Get him out, somebody.
Oh, my God, man.
They give out a year and a half for imitating the goddamn street racers. Give it out. He needs it.
Lil Will, man. Go ahead and pay the lockup, man. I hate to see you lose it.
Lil Will on the phone?
Nah, I don't know. Lil Will might be having Easter dinner. You know what I'm saying?
He get up there and race shorty, goddamn. That might be his last dinner.
Yeah, he might be eating last supper, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, I got somebody. 248-0476. Who could this be? 248-0476. Who could it be? Who's there? I bet you there ain't no Pontiac guy. Is this a Pontiac guy? Is this a Pontiac guy?
Who was that? They talking
out low.
Whoever it is,
they hit the one button, but obviously they ain't got no nuts. They can't talk in their house. They can't speak up. Put you on mute.
What's the number again?
248-0476.
We gotta get him out the bush now. Hey.
He ain't got no nuts. He at home. He can't talk right now.
They must have hit the one button by mistake. They got something else going on in the background.
What'd he say about the Mustang?
I said they must have hit the one. They must
have
hit the one button by mistake
because
they've got some else going on in the background.
I thought
I heard somebody talking.
He over there jacking on. You know what he just... Oh, I got what he said. He ain't got no panties on.
Who said that?
I don't know. Call it 248. He said... He was whispering. You know what he was whispering? I ain't got no panties on. That's what he was doing. I know that saying, Meatball. Yeah, he said he didn't have no panties on.
What was the last phone number seen on you, man?
248. Hold on. Let me walk back to the computer. I'm getting prepared to... 0476.
0476.
Yeah, your mic over there if you want your mic. Your mic over there if you want your mic over, but if you don't, yeah. He said, but he did say earlier he ain't got no panties on, so I don't know. Yeah, he ain't got no panties.
I don't know who that is.
We know you got
anyway, it. Man, happy Easter. Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, he ain't got no, panties
time
on.
Time is ticking.
Hey, you know, Meatball.
Oh, wait.
Do you know?
Yes, sir.
Do you know your brother is in? Every time something go on, you do know he got his pie face ass off in some business.
What happened, Kimo?
They say they sent the money to him to give back to people that they didn't race. So, you know, I'm just like, this motherfucker is always into something. Old pie face ass pie. This motherfucker is something all the time. You know what I mean? Like, nah.
What did he do, man?
Oh, he ain't did nothing. He just is all in a mix up there. He's a designated BP man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, okay. He always wanted to be in the video.
And shit. Now you see what I'm saying? He all off in the videos. You tired of a janky ass promoter in your video? Go over to Young Money.
Good God, oh my.
Hey, we got 20 days until the folks go to war, baby. 20 days.
Hold on. So who's going to war in 20 days? I would like to know that. Who all, you know?
We got Street King in the Love Cup. We got Street King and Lion Motherfucker. I don't think Lion Motherfucker's going to get up there, though.
Man, Lion, come on.
Hey, before you came up, before you end the show, we're going to do a fundraiser for him. He said he needs over $13,000 to get his car back. And we're going to do a fundraiser for his ass.
He said he needs what?
$13,000. He said he needs $13,000 to get his car back.
Wouldn't
it
be
racing?
Wouldn't it be better if he just paid the $500? When did he have to pay the $500?
That's what it sounds like to me. And leave the car there. He's talking about the guy trying to take his car. He's trying to take his car.
You gotta hit him with that Richard McCann line, man. Out of money.
He ran out of money. Hey, that
Hold on, man. So you trying to tell me? Hold on, man. Can somebody get anthrax on the phone too? Are you trying to tell me that the man said that the man trying to keep his car because he got to pay $1,300? I mean,
yeah, he said he went down there yesterday and took the money to him.
I got to shut that.
He only got 20 days up, goddammit. What the hell he mean? Take us some more money down there.
Hey, you better sign. He better open up a motherfucking male dancing site like. Oh, man, what's that you can do with
the
fly bird? You're going to be a dancer.
Wait a minute. Y'all say he said motherfucker trying to keep his car because he owes
$1,300.
$13,000. Hold on.
Well,
the money he took down, goddamn, he needs to be giving it to you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Aaron. Now, see, this is what I have a problem with. Now, they trying to take your car because you owe $13,000. You just put the car in the shop. I know people's cars be sitting there for years, and the man don't put a lien on.
I know where you're going with
this.
I'm just saying,
this man say somebody trying to take the car.
Drop me off in the bus stop right there.
This car ain't been there a whopping 40 days. They trying to take it already.
Exactly. And they trying to take the car. Man, that man there.
Somebody lying.
I swear.
Somebody
get that man. Can somebody please get that man on the phone? Yeah, somebody get Beyonce on the phone.
Leave him be. Leave him where he at. He knows no better.
Hold on.
I got these Chicago. Don't come on here. Cause I don't want to hear nothing about this.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
He ain't going to get on tonight.
Yeah.
He got his own show today at 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's cool. 773-4-3490. Now, you got, if you own.
Hold on.
You can't talk about.
Can I ask you a question now? Hold on.
Kamala Harris.
Hold on. You said that he has his own show, or they got, he has his own blog talk show, or he's going to be on the phone type merch, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know how they do, Evo.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you have to explain it to me. I don't know.
He won't try to help the nigga get him a show, but I don't know how.
I never really get around to it because on Saturday I can't run that board, man. I was gonna get him going, but I got stuff to do on Saturday. You know, I be having to drink.
Hold on. You said you know Kyle's been shot longer than that. Who you know been there longer than him, Kimo?
I'm going on mute.
Meatball. It's Jig. Jig on the line. Jigger man on the line.
Hey.
Jigger.
Hey,
Waka. Jig, my boss.
Hold on, Reebok. Let me tell you this to Brother D, and we'll leave it alone. Brother D, they tell me every now and then a hit dog will holler.
I'm just acting for a friend.
Hold on. Lowrider been there a long time, and they ain't put a lien on that. So, you know, this other guy talking about they done put a lien on his shit. He ain't been there but a whopping 3-4 months. You know what I'm saying? So I got to ask you, how long can you leave a car in there before they put a lien on it? I know you've been there quite a while now.
First thing, Mo, you got to ask yourself, uh-huh, who's calling for the car. The second thing you got to ask yourself is, how can you put a loop on something?
I know they do make liens on stuff, but you asking for a friend, like what you asking, brother?
You know guys that's been there longer, and you said you know Lowrider right. been there for a long time. My question is, how can you put a lien on something that's paid for, Ma? And what do you call a long time?
You didn't tell me you done had Lowrider paid for and you ain't brought it out.
Maybe
you just keep adding on to Lowrider. You keep adding on to Lowrider.
I just wanted the back half done.
You know what, bro D, they say, I got a text, they say, bro D, man that put his quarters on, quarter pounder had him in there for a while. it may not be. Bro D, how that man mounted the quarter pounder quarters on yet, man? God damn. You know, because Leon told us, you know, he need to talk to that man, you know what I'm saying?
Leon, you talk to him?
Jigger man on the line. Hey, Jigger Man. Can you, Jigger Man? That's, you know, Jigger Man. You know, I work for that man, Jigger Man. So I don't know what's going on.
Man, that man got to come up with 13.5.
You ain't gonna get paid. You ain't gonna get paid if you work for him.
Oh, he got to come up. Why he got to come up with 13.5? What all did he get done? Roll cage and whatever.
He said the chassis guy said he's gonna sell his car in 90 days.
90 days.
Okay, what are you worried about? 90 days. You got to race in 20 days.
Half the guys I know, they don't. A lot of guys I know they don't get out the chassis shop for at least a year. So how the hell this man got a 90-day turnaround? This man got a 90-day turnaround? Lord,
I've been in that motherfucker.
Hey, Kimo, who the hell did this car? Hey, who the hell did this car? Jerry, who the fuck did this man car?
And some dude in Ohio, man.
Assembly line. This got to be on the assembly line.
Chrysler did this car.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah. Yeah.
They tell me he sent a picture around of that silver Monte Carlo that they was floating around here a while ago. He's saying that's his car. That silver Monte Carlo with that bubble hood on it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're talking about the one that you're talking about that one that's out of town that No, you can't be talking about that one.
Call Brandon. Ask Brandon. Brandon, that was man.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm going to tell y'all all got it wrong and y'all all got to get screwed because when he told y'all that was April the 1st, which was April Fool's. You know, he just was joking with y'all, you know what I'm saying? But he forgot to tell y'all April Fool's.
Oh.
I don't know, did he forget to? Maybe his phone got cut off on the 1st of April and he forgot to, and he wasn't able to tell y'all April Fool's, you know what I mean? You know, we just coming from April 1st. And I believe he probably told y'all about April the 1st that all this transpired.
But he was down in Ohio last night. That's why he didn't make the races last night.
Yeah, he drove down there. That's why he had to drive down there and give him some money. And he told him he got to have a rest there.
He said that was his crowd out there on South Boulevard. That was his crowd.
Oh.
His crowd. What you mean? What you mean that was his crowd?
He said his show, the one that got everybody out there last. His show got everybody out there last.
You come out.
Mm-mm.
No.
But you know, I thought they talked. No, I thought they talked to Hamilton. I thought they was on Hamilton Mike. Yeah, I guess his show did get some of the guys out there. So, I don't know. I mean, I hear these guys, and they got the shows and stuff. More power to them. But, man, he got to stop with all this lying. Ain't no fucking chassis man putting no lean on nobody's car in 90 days. What the fuck is he doing? Man, that man is... Lord have mercy. This guy here, man, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm talking about he makes my ass hurt for all the fucking lies that he do. Hey, did y'all ask him how much did he take down to the motherfucker to kind of slow him down from putting the 90-day lien on? And
he probably said he gave him half.
Where is he, man? Why he not on the show tonight?
Hold on. Aaron, do you know?
He lands face down, ass up, trying to make the money.
But I'm trying to figure this one out. Like, for them to put that lien on, don't you have to have a work order? Let's ask him what his work order number is. Get him on.
Hey, Kimo, there you go.
Hey, Deontay, you got a work order?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I got a work order. I got a work order and a contract. My car been done over 60 days. He said, I will put a lien on your car for $500 a day if I didn't come pay something left before 90 days. And I had to go down there, pay something, or he's going to lien my car $500
a day. How much you give him?
Only gave him $2,500. That's all I had. And I got 90 days to come up with some more money. He working out with me. I owe $13,500.
But hold on, how long your car been in this chassis shop?
He not had it now over 4.5 months. It's been done for almost about 30 days. It's been done. I've been spending them because I had to pay them. I ain't be asked for no phone calls. I didn't even know who he was on.
Okay.
Hold on. I can ask you a question. Hold on. You know what? I ain't the smartest. Hold on. Let me ask you another question. Let me ask my boss a question now. Now, if you know that you ain't going to have, you know, you said you had so much time to get the man the money and he didn't have the money.
Listen to me, meatball. When he said so much money down, I was cool. Then he asked for some more money. I was just sending money. But I didn't think of on a contract that said you got to pay this lump sum on the third part. I'm thinking I done paid it off. I didn't know.
It didn't work. Hold on. Now, you said that you owe $13,500 more and you were sending money. Oh, goddamn, how much did you pay? $50,000?
No, I didn't pay that much, bro. No, because I can't add shit I want. I started with a low ticket. Then I kept saying, yeah, I need this. Yeah, I want this. Yeah, I want to do this. So he took it on his own to do this because he seen me sending money. So he said, okay, I'll do this. I said, fuck it, do
okay.
It. Okay, I'll do this. I said, fuck it, do it. I didn't care about the price. I didn't know.
So Deontay, I can compliment him real good, and I hope you can. So if you just said you only took $2,500, that's all you had, and you got 90 days to come up with $13,500. So, I mean.
No, not 90 days to come up with $13,500. 90 days to come up with $2,500. Oh. He's working with you.
Okay. So yeah. So other words is you're gonna have to be paying Street King is $500. But I don't. It's still like you ain't making
no,
it.
I'm
no,
I'm not. Because I got a lick coming. I'm blessed. I got a lick coming, bro. If you want to know, I'm together.
You got a who?
I got a lick coming. I got some money coming. I'm waiting.
A lick coming. Woo!
Let me get back on mute. There you go again. Too much information.
I'm going back on mute.
Yeah.
I'm going back on mute. This nigga.
I've been drinking. I'm buzzing right now. But
hey,
yeah, Dante. That's all. I just had to pay some
Dante.
Money, man.
Hey, Dante.
What up?
Dante, why would you drop your car somewhere and don't know what the price is going to be, negotiate a price before you
listen,
let a guy
listen.
Keep doing work.
We negotiate a price. That's why
listen.
I spend so much money. But then when you want to be, like when I say, oh, I don't want this to happen, he's telling me stuff like, oh, you're going to need this to do this. You're going to need to take this to do this. I can't risk losing more money. I lost a lot of money last year. I gave a lot of ass, but now
what?
I want to give a lot of good
man,
this year
got,
to a lot of people.
You ain't got 650 horsepower,
listen,
man.
Listen to me. Listen, man, you don't know shit. Listen to me. When the man say, hey, this is going to help you, it doesn't matter. All that matters is, though, I pay to get my shit, bro. I mean, everybody over here want to make a meeting. Are y'all going to help me get my car out?
So what he did was he...
What he did was
he pimped you. I dropped my car off to Gary Cook, and Gary built headers in this roll cage work only cost me $2,400.
But I told the man, I said,
tell me what I owe you before you start. He said, okay, well, you owe this, you owe that. Okay.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
See, this is how he got me. Let me tell you. When he first started, he said, give me $3,500 down. I was like, okay. And he was like, well, after that, I signed a paper. He said, depending on the higher work hours, we're going to negotiate the second payment. And then depending on me finishing, we'll negotiate the third payment. I said, cool.
What?
After he said, I gave a lump sum. Then I was just giving money because I know I'll spend the shit. So I was just giving. Me and my wife were just giving. And he said, okay, that's good for the second semester. He said, not a third done. He said, the car's done. We need you to come pay this lump sum. I said, how much? I think you about to say $3,000, $4,000. He hit me with some shit. And it fucked me up. And I'm like,
okay but
well,
still,
man,
still what I'm telling
you.
You
didn't hit me with no shit. You told him to put some shit on there. And
That's right. Because you know, I'll never drop this out nowhere. Until a guy can have free range unless you're a millionaire.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was going to come up to that much. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Dude, I'm gonna take care of it. Dude, you should. But next time you ever get some work done, you need to negotiate and
hey,
what's this phone
call? Hey, when he hit you with that bill, what? Hey, Deontay, when he hit you with that bill, what did you say?
I don't have it. I couldn't say that. I avoid the phone call for a couple weeks.
I couldn't talk. There's nothing to talk about.
Hey, well, don't avoid that goddamn. Your lock-ins, man. Do not avoid your lock-ins. Do not avoid your lock-ins.
Hey, I'm not worried about that. Hopefully everything get together. I'm straight, man. I'll be all right.
And I just want to ask you this. Look, You got what, less than 20 days. You got to get the motor in. You got to get a wire. You probably got to get a motor plate.
Car wire, new motor is in, trans is in, headers on, car completely done.
Also, he did all the work.
He took it to General Motors.
Listen. Honestly, did you call me to make a joke up or you call me to give me some money? To help me. It's a joke to you, right?
You ain't
going to help me.
Deontay,
what they doing, they calling you, man, because
you
did stupid shit.
You got the biggest joke I know on this bitch. I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
Oh, I believe you. And I don't expect you to lie. But let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Man to man.
Come on.
See everybody on this phone. Anybody gonna give me some money to help me? They gonna help me? Anybody?
Why we gotta give you some money? You already run enough Ponzi schemes. We ain't going.
Come on, man. Why you
got to
say that? Why you
got to
say some bullshit
like
that? Come on, bro. There you go.
Oh,
again.
My God.
Hey, look. I'm going to you want to talk like that on the air, bro. You drop snitching, cuz. I'll get at you, man.
Good night.
Deontay have left the building.
He got caught up in all kind of scams and shit, man. Man, you gotta keep. Man, one
hey,
thing about a good friend. Of,
to call,
yeah, yeah.
Look at your text, you and Meatball.
I'm looking at him, man. It's a car. Who car is that? Who car? That's his car.
That's his car. That's his car. He said it got painted and everything. Read the bottom down there. At the bottom, the last one.
That's the one.
He told me, you talking about the silver money, Carlo? Man, and look how much the money cost at the top. Look how much he charged him. And look what he said he took him, $9,000. He took him $2,500. What he just say? It's over. $11,500. What I'm trying to ask you, you paying $30,000 to get your cart done, but you could have just bought a roller. You could have bought a turnkey car.
Yes, sir.
Some things just don't make no sense.
We'll see. We'll see. What is it? April what? That he got to be there?
24.
Well, he said the car done, y'all. I mean, he just got to give him the money.
Ty ain't driving it after he raised me. Ty helping him drive. Ty gonna help him pay for it too, probably.
Oh, man.
It don't even sound right, man. Anytime you get on his ass, he's hanging up.
Hold on. Kale, you dealt with a chassis shop, and you know, I know you done went in and made payments and stuff. They only give you 90 days to pick your car up?
Well, I can't say that. Like Aaron, I'm going to tell you, like Aaron just said, I'm going to talk to the man first, say, hey, what is this going to cost me? Where am I at? You know what I'm saying? So I can say, yay
right.
or yay. Because
so
when a man calls
so
me and say he want his money,
quote, where you going to be at?
Right. So when a man call you and say, this is the thing. When a man call you and say your car is done,
yeah.
You're supposed to have that man's money. But just like if I do some work for somebody, like Aaron did some work, he's expecting his money. But if a man goes out and do some stupid shit like he just did, he claimed he did. Dumb, stupid, retarded.
I like that.
Dumb as hell. Because what he just got, now, he got fucked.
Yeah, but I do know.
He just got fucked.
This. Before they make a move on a car, they'll do something, finish it up, and you got to pay for it. You add something else on, every week they're going to be asking you to bring some money because they have to pay. They have to make, payroll. The guy that's putting the hours in working on your car. And they're not going to let you rack up no $13,000 that I don't know.
Well, hold on. The man told a couple years ago he's gonna buy that Pro Mod. He's gonna buy that Pro Mod
Dan Miller.
No, he was gonna buy what's the name's car? LaFontaine GTO. My boy and them owned the car, and they came up to me and said, "Hey man, this guy, he played for Detroit Lions, he buying the car." So I said, "Who?" So I called T. Mills. I said, "T. Mills, who you know that play for the Lions retired?" He said, "Fuck, I don't know." So then we was at a Friday night race.
And they
said,
misunderstood
right
him. He said he played for the Detroit Lions, not the Detroit Lions.
My man pointed at him. I said, oh, shit, man, you fucking with lion ass. That motherfucker. they had the car sold, but they said somebody, he was coming to get him X amount of dollars.
I understood him, man. I be understanding. He played for the Detroit Lions, not the Lions. He mean the Lions.
There ain't no way. That's like if Aaron's going to paint my car, he say, yeah, well, it's going to be $5,000, right?
Liars. God.
First thing I'm going to tell Aaron, I said, well, man, can I give you half an hour up front? And he said, well, I'll have it done in 2 weeks. Okay. So Aaron expected his money in 2 weeks. And I got to tell that man, when I got my car to him, I got to say, well, Aaron, can you give me another week after that or what? But, Lucian, when I do shit, I find out what it's going to cost me so the money's already in the bank. You know what I'm saying?
I do know this.
I was getting stuff done to that little car of mine.
And, man, I had to go take that man $8,000. He wanted his money when he got done putting the stuff what he had to do. Hey, and it was right before Christmas. I had to take that man $8,000. You know what I'm saying? He didn't play. He's like, when I'm done, you know, you can come get it. But he was telling me what he was doing and when he was doing and how he was doing it. I had to okay the shit before the
That's right. You got to okay it.
So, yeah, I'll take this, man. He just
put it this way.
Lies,
basically, what he did was, basically, what he telling us, he basically walked in the guy's shop and said, hey, do whatever you got. So the guy comes, oh, man, I think you need this. I think you need that. The thing about it is, you can't afford everything, so you got to take steps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to me, he's just dumb shit.
That's all I can say. He's just dumbass shit.
Man, ain't got no car no motherfucking way, man, if y'all believe in all that bullshit.
I got 500 coming. I'm looking for my 500.
Oh, he gotta pay pay Aaron his money.
So you mean to tell me he played for the Detroit Lions? He played for the Detroit Lions.
You pull up with Red's car. You can have Red's car.
Detroit.
If it's better be white and he's driving.
Right. And that's the whole thing it is. If he locked in with Aaron with that particular car, if it's white, and then he want to say, nah, he got a silver car, bullshit.
Owe my money.
He still owe Aaron. He owe Aaron because Aaron locked in the car that he said he had.
He said it was white.
Yeah, that car was on the back of the U-Haul trailer is what the car he got to have.
It don't matter, dude. It don't matter. It don't matter. He locked in with a white car, and him and Aaron agreed to that car. So now Aaron feel like that ain't the car, and Aaron said, nah, dude, you told me it was going to be a white car. They locked
man.
On a white car. He got to pay Aaron.
Listen,
if Aaron wanted to, Aaron,
he
Aaron
ain't showing up with no car. Listen. Y'all helping him out. Y'all helping him out with the lie. I don't think y'all know that or not. But y'all helping him with the lie when y'all be kind of believing what he say. Don't believe nothing the man say.
I ain't believing nothing, sir.
He ain't nothing,
the man.
Man.
See, y'all thought he played at the Silverdome. He said he gonna tell you a lie that's bigger than the Silverdome.
Damn.
Good God Almighty.
Well, I don't know what about
his G wagon, Brandon? What he had up? Man, the G wagon. Hey, listen. You remember the part on the movie Life when they was in jail and them motherfuckers was talking about the boom boom room? That's what he doing.
Right.
Yeah, he say,
Hey, what'd he tell him, man? He said, when there is one, when there is a motherfucking boom boom, don't bring your ass down.
That goddamn claw was rough, wasn't it? It's the boom boom room. That damn claw was rough, baby.
Hey, he got all on the line with him, too. Hey, you going to be working the door? You going to be putting the gas in?
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Unless I'm dreaming.
Just let him alone. Don't wake him to his dream is complete.
Unplug the phone. Unless I'm dreaming.
All right.
Just let me sleep.
Well,
hey,
Kimo.
These motherfuckers.
Kimo.
Hey, Brandon.
Kimo.
Yeah, man.
I just started that big motherfucker thing up, baby. Yo,
I'm like Lil Will.
Where my number at, Kimo? You probably see I get my number now.
Oh, Lord. If I'm dreaming.
What you need, Deontay?
Promise me my number. I still didn't get my number yet. You and Lil Will, promise me my number.
We're going to start getting both buttons first.
Yeah, all right,
they lied.
Keep your word, man. Hey, Kev,
I want you to book this lying motherfucker a show. If you can.
Who's going to run the board?
I'm going to have to run it. Well, all you can. What time
you talking about?
Man, same time, same place.
Yep. Saturday night.
Hey, Kimo, I appreciate it, man. Thank you, man. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, man, y'all have a blessed talk show, man. All right?
Yeah. Hey, Aaron.
Okay.
It's a hot. Where they going to name the show?
Detroit
come on down to the line. Come on, if you got to lie, come on to the show. Because I'm lying, you lying, everybody lying.
Come on over to my plane.
Oh, I'm like that.
Oh, shit.
You was a dog in that car or something.
Hey, y'all. When Richard Pryor said, he said, I told a lie, and he told we was complimenting each other's lie.
Hey, Brandon.
Yellow.
Yeah. Hey, man. A little boy better leave kids alone. You don't kill him, man.
Huh?
Little boy better leave that little skins alone. He gonna kill Will. In that Hellcat.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, whoever I bet for skiing a little Will race, I was lying. I was just playing.
Did you see the race yesterday? You see that race today?
No, I heard about it.
Oh, man, you got to check it out, man.
Brando.
Man, race the VL1 Camaro.
The VL1?
Stop.
Yo.
Brando.
Yo.
What up,
Chris Parade Post? They looking for bump
down. Yeah, I know.
Every day.
Yeah, but.
Somebody.
Kim House.
Damn.
Kim House, wake up, man.
Dude, somebody went right to school, too.
Man, he hey, that's that Easter dinner that done got to him.
Chemo.
You said that's it.
Yo, what's
Chemo,
up?
What was that number? What was that number you called out? 248 what? 248 what?
248. Ah, oh, man. Hold on.
Was it 84?
Nah, it was 77 something.
Okay. There, you got somebody in there asleep. Hold on.
Chemo.
Deontay gonna have a show Saturday night. He getting donors.
Oh man.
Chemo.
That's what he gonna have. He gonna be in there preaching to everybody. Hello. I'm bringing the collection pot around.
Yeah. Damn, having a damn show, man. Goddamn, it's a. His weight coming up, goddammit. That man got to be in the goddamn police box in less than 20 days.
Back.
So what's the
park
out, 500?
Yeah.
He might as well get Aaron his money. I don't know if Aaron want to take Tasha's family, but he can at least give Aaron $100 a week.
I don't know. That's a big jump, though. 13.5 from 500 to 13.5. That's a big jump. But then if he don't pay the 13.5, he loses his job. But he said he worked out a payment. I don't know. Good luck with both parties. Good luck.
All I can say is I'm not gonna smart car off somebody's shop. I mean, don't know what I'm spending. But I had a friend of mine one time, he did that bullshit. He didn't have the money. He kept trying to go, just do this and do that, And the guy kept his car. I said, man, why you just tell the guy, hey, man, I'm running, you know. As it started out like $3,000, and at the end, it was like close to $9,000 or $6,000.
What's up, Mo?
Who that? Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Tasha Bonka, what did you do down at the Dutch race? How did you turn out, baby?
I didn't go down no more.
You didn't? Whoa, wait a minute. You didn't do what?
I didn't go.
That's Alabama.
That's Alabama.
I already know y'all been asking where I was, did that know that where I'm on here. I didn't go. I didn't get the pause in to win tonight.
What was wrong with the car?
We did some work to the rim, man, to make it safer for my driver. Just that, and I was made a floater rim. And the axle didn't get in to win tonight.
Oh, the axle didn't want to fit? Didn't want to work?
No, we made it a floater. Took the rim and made it a floater rim. And we ordered some more action and
they
get in the wind tonight.
Oh, yeah, they take a while for the floaters to come in, the axles and stuff.
They said because of the pandemic, certain melody needed this, that, and other. But I think we could have went down there with the wind I had in them. But, you know, people running their mouths saying, hey.
Hold on. Now, Alabama. Pie Joe, I ain't gonna talk no shit about you, but you told me I got what I need. I got everything. And you gonna tell me you got a regular rim in this motherfucker supercharged car?
No, I want regular. It was four.
It ain't the right one, though. Listen. You ain't got no floater in your mother. You didn't have a floater in that bitch, and you made over 3,000 horsepower. Hey, you ain't got no floater. Well, I tell you.
That don't matter. Chemo. On a 275. Huh? That don't make a difference. On a 275, it was good. On a 275.
Yeah,
but when I was going to put that 315 on there, I had made an agreement with my driver. I said, we put the 315 on there, I'll make sure it's a floater before we do that. And we went down there, the first race down there, so I ain't had no problem, this, that, and other. Everybody running their mouth. I'm gonna leave it at that. And he said, "Well, let's make it a floater." I made it a floater. Actually got in late. That's why we missed the race.
So you skimped on the re-end. They say a motherfucker gonna skimp somewhere. You skimped on that re-end, huh?
No, I didn't skimp. The professional chassis people, everybody said, "Hey, 275, you don't need no floater." The motherfucker would have been floated. I didn't need a floater.
Oh, hey, Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama. What a floater call?
Here we go.
Different prices depending on where you get a Mark Williams or a damn Strange Ren or whatever, but it varies.
About 3,500?
Yeah.
No.
Or more, yeah.
No, I'm just asking. I'm just asking a question. If I'm buying a new rear now, so I'm, you know, guys doing it for me right now.
Boy.
Yeah, I went on, got it done. It's over with now.
So.
Yeah. Like Kimo said, and every safety precaution that's available on that car is on there. All thing I can do now is put three parachutes on instead of two.
Man, you've been putting that car together about 2 years, aren't you?
Yeah, man, but I still wanted to make this race, but it didn't work out.
Now, let me ask you a question. Hey, Kimo, can I ask you this question?
You can have at it.
Aaron, do you drop your car off at the shop and you tell the guy do what he got to do, and then you don't know what the price is?
No, well, my chassis guy, David Reese, when I told him what I wanted, he gave me a roundabout price, and I felt like, hey, I went on paid the motherfucker, so I won't have to be worried about it.
Right.
When he got through with it, he called me.
Right.
He told me a price. He told me a price, yeah.
Right, but what I'm saying, though, but you, say, for instance, I'm just giving a scenario. Say the man, you dropped your car off, and you just dropped it off, and he called you back, and he tell you, well, I'm saying the car you got built is going to cost you $100,000. Compared to you expecting to spend 50. I'm just giving an example. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but this one guy said he said he dropped his car off, didn't negotiate the price, and told the guy, do what you got to do. But then he said the guy was going to keep his car if he don't pay him. I'm not dropping my car off nowhere if I don't know what it's going to cost me.
Got to get your ballpark figure.
Yes, sir. Right.
Yeah, go to the end.
Oh, y'all stupid.
Who is this?
It's not like skin.
Yeah, but like I said, I dropped my call to the chassis guy. He gave me a price. I told him what I wanted done. And he required half down. I gave him half. But
that's
I didn't do half. I gave him all of it. So I know how
right.
I am. I went on and paid him. So I won't have to be bothered with trying to make sure I got the money down the road. I went on paid.
Exactly.
And there we go.
Now, I'm going to keep it 100. I hear you say you just went on, paid him out and shit. Do you know that was you was, David Reese is a good man because a lot of the guys around here, you done paid him up front. Lord have mercy. Hey,
yes, sir,
you done got you down 2028.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that do that.
But, Kimo, you see me. When I look at you, you know, I'm doing business with you. When you look into my eyes, you ain't going to fuck me. Because that's how it is.
Man, hold on. Man, we got motherfuckers up here. They don't give a fuck how tough you look. Because he don't give a fuck. Man, they got
no,
people.
No, everybody how tough you look is... I can look at. Hey, you gonna be real? I know it. When I went and met David Reese, I know it was gonna be 100.
Well, no, that's a difference though. That's a difference. That guy, he don't want a bad reputation. What Kimo's saying is that he dropped his car off, and the guy's supposed to do work, and all he got back was a shell. And
oh,
paid
man.
The guy
y'all think
he got
a lie,
shell back.
But hey, you got a hey, I
got
know a guy.
Look.
Drop his car
he
off.
Chill back.
All he got back was a box of parts.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I know a guy dropped his car off too, guys.
That when you close the shop
up. I ain't say no name, but I know a guy dropped his car off. The guy took a plasma cutter in his
knee. Hey,
there's some wrong guys in this line of work.
Hot damn.
Dropped his car off, and the brother could not believe when he got that bitch back. My motherfucker took that plasma cutter. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, hold on, I didn't drive that car in here.
Gotta know who you're dealing with.
I know a guy.
Hey, hold on, personally, dropped his car off. Guess what the guy told the guy? Guess what the car guy told the other guy? Yo, that guy's there. He ran out of money.
Rick McCarran.
Yeah, he ran out of money. How did he run out of money?
Shut the fuck up.
That guy ran. Whoa, who is that? I need to know who that is. Tell your mom put this dick in her mouth. You like that?
Damn. Not all of it.
All of it. If she can fit the balls, put it down through there.
Hey, Aaron and Kimo, we got to put on the show talking about do not drop your car off unless you know what you got to pay.
Lord have mercy.
You know, every time you drop a, hold on now, I'm going to keep it 100. That drop his car off, you can drop your car off and the guy tell you when you're going to get it back. You get it back, but boy, he got another price than what he told you. But he gets your car in and out that motherfucker. You might be a little bit more pricey than what he told you, but not the inflation.
This is my thing. I agree with you saying, but this is my thing. Let's say, for instance, hey, Kimo, I need you to run, give me an example. I need you to run 5 cars to California. So what you going to charge for each car? We shooting the bull, right?
Let's just say I charge you $500 a car or something like that, but we know that's realistic.
That ain't the right price. Okay. So you taking 5 cars for $2,500, right? And then me and you sign a contract, but you can say, I'm just giving an example. You might have broke a tire, broke a drive shaft, everything. There you go.
That ain't got nothing to do with you.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. That's what these chassis guys do, these guys. Okay? So what I'm saying is that, so you come back to me and you say, well, it was 25, man, but I had a couple of mishaps or whatever, or something didn't go right. You know what I'm saying? So now I got to charge you $5,000. That's not what we agreed to, but I keep trying to tell these guys, even if you have a guy, he don't want to write something down, he's doing this back of his shop in his house, have him text you what he owe you or what you owe him. You know what I'm saying? You guys got an agreement. And what you paid him. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen a lot of guys lose nice cars. Like I said, I had a real good friend of mine, man. He had a guy doing work. He kept calling the guy, do this and do that, because he didn't have the money. Instead of telling the guy, hey, man, my money's a little tight right now. But he should have dropped off in the first place. But, hey, man, I owe you $3,000. Let me give you $1,000 a month. I'll throw you a little extra in the end because you're helping me out. You know what I'm saying? Something came up at home. Okay, well, I'm going to let you pay this $1,000 a month, but we're going to throw another $500 on the end because I got to, you know what I'm saying? My money's tied up. You know what I'm saying? Aaron paint my car and Aaron tell me $5,000 and then I turn around and Aaron start to work and then Aaron say, well, and Aaron, what you got to look at, he's a businessman. So he's looking at like, okay, he's going to pick his car up when I get done with it. And I come and tell him, say, oh, man, I need another 30 days or another 2 months. He's going to look at me like, what the fuck did you just say? I'm saying, girl.
I told you. I'll pay you when I feel like it.
Yeah.
I just get a guy. I try to tell these guys, get them examples. Do not do that bullshit. If you can't afford it.
Yeah.
Leave it at home until you can't afford it.
That's right. Leave your understanding of where you at. Because, you know, a lot of guys do. That motherfucker, he ain't pay me. He ain't shit. Blah, 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 blah. I had to keep his car. Like I said, I can't drop my car off nowhere. I can't drop my car, but I got to understand where we at.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, homie. Wait a minute. Where is weak-ass my... Is one of them representatives of that weak-ass comma Harry on here?
Oh, man, not the vice president.
Yeah, they saying that this Kamala Harry went over there and put in a little work. Kamala Harry went over, put in a little work. Okay. I told you once. I told you twice.
Boy, I can't talk about the man, but damn, that's some dumb shit.
Man, the man is dumb. What you talking about? Talk about the man just give you something to talk about, and he be wondering why you own him. Man, you keep giving motherfuckers something to shoot at you with. Just shut your mouth,
do
what you gotta do, and come back.
That's right.
Man, that man get them motherfuckers them 223 bullets and tell them load it in your gun and squeeze on that.
You got a man free range to stick it to you.
Yes, sir. But I told you once. I told you twice. I told you twice. Like a thief in the night. Yeah. Cass.
Yes, sir.
These boys been putting in work, man. These boys been putting in a little work on these, you know, on these streets. Now the big guns finna start putting in work this month at the track. What do you think about that, Cass?
Shit, what track they gonna go to? Mine closed down.
You guys got trucking trailers, man. They move all over the country.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
Kimo.
Yes. Who was that? Who would be calling
me? Vice President wants to send out a public service announcement. Thanks for your support.
You say what?
The Vice President wants to send out a public service announcement. Thank you, everybody. Said she'll be back soon.
Okay. That punk-ass vice president, man, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of that punk-ass vice president. All right, here. Okay. I told you why. I told you twice. Yay. Vice president.
Which car is that, Kimo?
That's old Skinny Poo. Skinny Poo.
Oh, Skinny got some
new car. Yeah, he got a Toyota Supra, and he called that bitch the vice president.
Lord have mercy.
And, he been putting in a little work, you know what I'm saying? But he getting on my motherfucking nerves with this shit. You know, Kamala Harris, man. Fuck a Kamala Harris, man. Fuck Kamala, baby. I told him once, and I told you once, I'd have told you twice. They're all skinny people putting in work.
You know, Skin's been in the game for a long time, man.
Man, I know that ain't that light skin nigga having an outburst on my fucking show. Is that light skin nigga Roe having an outburst on my show? Don't you do that again. Don't you do that no more, you little light skin Negro. Yeah, old skinny Pooh out there with the Kamala Harris tie. He trying to put in a little work, man.
You heard?
Boy. Hey, and then old boy, that motherfucking nerd over there, that AK Akil, now he knocked off old ass Terry. This week.
Terrible.
Blow by his ass. Blows his asshole out. That man blows stereo asshole out this week. Yeah, he blows stereo asshole out. Man, clinked his colon for him. Clinked his whole motherfucking colon. Right about now, Terrio has been getting resurrected. Terrio is in resurrection stage right now. Status. Say, he said, "Oh boy, blowed his asshole out, but he'll be back."
Yep.
I just
got
a text. Terrio, he blows Terrio ass out. And that motherfucker say, "I'm the champ. I'm the champ." He said, "I'm the champ."
I just got a text from Terrio.
What'd he say?
He says, motherfucker. That's
he said, the stitch is still leaking. Boy, with big in him. Boy, it went a little too deep in it. Bitch still bleeding.
So you got to put some Andino ointment on it.
Yeah, he say boy was kind of big. He say boy was big, man, when he stuck it in him. Say boy was kind of big. Oh, bitch ass dude. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. I told you twice. Like a thief in the night. That motherfucker Kill said he like a thief in the night when he went over there. Blows his ass out. He was like a thief in the night.
No Vaseline.
Yeah, he blows his ass out. Dang. Yeah, he blowed Terrio ass out. Skin's talking about he blowing ass out today. Fucking, Ken, you know, Lil Head and them go up there and rob Pontiac at Will, man. They go over there and take their money and shit. And I be like, man, hold on, man. Y'all can't keep doing that goddamn shit. He say, hey, man, we can't get no charge, so we robbing them with no pistol.
We
they just give it to us when we come over here. Yeah.
That's kind of dangerous. Already we're doing this thing over there in Pontiac.
That old Pontiac ain't shit, man.
Pontiac should have took him somewhere else. Maybe he like that street better than they do.
Man, they kill them boys. They kill Pontiac at Will.
Hey, you know,
them guys that talking about we, that's one of them Pontiac clowns.
Oh, okay.
We ain't got nothing now. we fucked all the way up, man. That's one of the Pontiac motherfuckers.
Puncher.
Yeah.
I heard some stories.
Yeah. They have a lot of stories. Pontiac, the problem is they keep sending a boy to do a man's job. And I think Pontiac ain't learned you got to send a man to do a man's job. You got to send a woman to do a woman's job. You got to send a boy to do a boy's job. But they got Mr. Screw. They keep sending a boy to do a man's job. Now, we that one, baby.
Red loving them over there.
The lights, bro. Who?
I think they better go back and listen to that. Red over tearing them up. They better go listen to that old song, Me So Horny. That's what Red doing to them.
Ah, oh, yeah, they tearing that pussy up. Lil' Head and Red. Lil' Head and Red. They say Red Head don't give a fuck, huh, Red? Come on, get this money. Come on. Come on. Goddamn Alabama's back. Alabama.
Alabama,
back.
Alabama. Yeah, man, I had some family issues, man.
That was Mark Wilson telling you when your axles would be in.
No, I got actually, we got them in really late Wednesday evening. And we just felt like it was just too late to go down there. And so we took the Pro Mile car to Huntsville.
Well, how did y'all do with the Pro Mile car?
Yeah, like I said, new car blues again. Went down there and a couple of smaller mishaps. Transmission line came loose and could have wrecked the car, but didn't. And after that, dropped the valve.
Wow.
Brought the car back to
valve.
Yeah.
They fucked the motor up. They dropped the valve.
Yeah.
Where they get teared the head up.
Yeah.
Man, that shit happened to my cousin years ago. We was out in Indianapolis racing. Man, my car ain't running right. It had a little pop sound in it, a little small pop sound in it. So he ended up taking his car back to his engine builder, took the motor out. The engine builder said, took the car apart, said the valve had broke. He said, but what happened was, it didn't break, so from the stem was up enough to where it was pushing the valve back up in the head. He could destroy the motor. I said, damn, boy, you got some good-ass luck. I said, God look out for fools and babies.
Kamala Harris to the front, motherfucker. Kamala Harris just...
Hold on. Who mic this nigga on? I've got to mute this son of a bitch.
Kamala Harris, 4-0. Motherfucker.
I've got to mute this son of a bitch.
Get up there.
Yeah.
Get up there.
Yeah.
I know y'all saw the live video. I know you punks saw the live video. Kamala Harris to the front, nigga. Nigga.
I'm going to mute this son of a bitch.
You can't mute shit. You don't know where I'm at, punk.
I'm fine, your motherfucker.
I'm everywhere.
I'm fine, your motherfucker.
Ain't no telling what Sue told Helen, punk.
I know it. But Sue told Helen something, goddamn it. We just don't know.
Yeah, Kimo, you having a show. Why you ain't telling motherfuckers I took out Kamala Harris and stuck my dick in the motherfucker mouth? Why you ain't telling that?
He told him, Skin. He told him.
Okay, I apologize.
I'm just so tired of this Kamala Harris fool. I'm tired.
All you do is got to get a little wheel up here. I'll cream roll his ass before you get to Brian Davis.
I'm tired of Kamala punk ass Harris.
All you do is got to whoop her ass. All y'all do is got to whoop her ass. They so scared of me, they just tried to get a Mustang on me with slicks with nitrous. I said, man, get y'all stupid ass out of here.
Some people not hiding
their joy at the end of their pandemic, maybe within
reach. Yeah,
run, tell that. Kamala to the front, nigga.
So you need them to play that song.
Hell yeah. Put that on your show, motherfucker.
Man, I don't know how to do all that downloads, man, but I'm going
to
sit down and take care of it.
You need to get the vice president national anthem, motherfucker.
I was out eating with the family, laying kicked back, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. We ran off a flashlight. Ask Flop what I did to a motherfucker.
Did you move first?
I nudged him. I don't know. I think I nudged him.
Oh, so it was a pretty tight race.
Huh?
Well.
Why y'all didn't go back? He didn't want to go back. Fuck you mean, why we didn't go back? I won, nigga. You think I don't want to go back? Bankruptcy. That's what happened to him. Bankruptcy.
Where's that bankruptcy at, man? Where's Mr. Bankruptcy?
I don't know.
Hey, Shorty, you know what? I think old Big Danny and them retired that motherfucking, what's that boy over there, man, with that white Trans Am, man? What is his name, man? What's that boy? You and him almost got in the scuffle at the track. You told him I ain't gonna
take
your time.
Oh, no, I don't
know who you're talking about. That Tommy Gun, is it Tommy Gun?
I know you're talking about Tommy Gun.
Yeah. I think bankrupt him. They ain't been back out since they knocked him off. Bankruptcy.
Oh, shit. I don't have Tommy Gunn. Come on, this bitch.
Tommy Gunn said he ain't doing nothing right now. He just on his boat and all that kind of shit.
He went about that motherfucking boat on me.
You know, a lot of these motherfuckers, drag racers done turn into skippers. You know what I'm saying? They real live skippers now. They ain't drag racers no more. They motherfucking skippers. But you know, the vast majority of them want shit in drag races. So they say, well, fuck it. I'm going to go out and sail the seven seas.
Come on, man.
Hey. I got a buddy up here. Man, he was drag racing, got his ass whipped. He immediately went by
Hold
the
on,
boat.
Hold on, Kimo. Somebody calling me.
Yeah, okay. Old Bobby T turned himself into a skipper. He couldn't whip nobody. He said, fuck it, I might well be a skipper. Now he out there on the lake and shit like that.
So you're enjoying the lake now, huh?
Yeah, old Bobby out there on the lake now. He be on that lake.
He liked the water better than
Nashville. I guess. Who that calling the kid?
No, that was me. Hey, I was saying, your boy Lion Ass, you know, I just kind of think that he new to the game, completely new to the game, but he new to the game as far as just the new car he just built or he got, right? So why wouldn't you just build yourself up? And
who are you talking about?
Lion-ass.
Who are you talking about?
Lion-ass.
Lion-ass. Oh.
Yeah.
Man, how come that guy just don't start a pot?
Right. But how come he just don't start at a lower level and work himself up? But he want to go for the headhunters, the ones that already got
how
the experience.
Hold on. How much lower can he go to? He go over there racing a little head, and they kick it. They kicking his ass. Where he going to get on a tricycle?
Well, I'm just saying, little head Ray got experience.
Well,
they know what they're doing.
Well, you know what? I mean, he do got a okay race car. He might well go on getting one of them slow-riding bike and go slow-riding. The fast cars ain't where that for him, baby. You know how they go and what they call that slow riding on a tricycle. That's what he might need to do.
I'm just saying.
That shit. Yeah.
So why you gonna dump a bunch of money in the car that you just got?
Now we all
I'm
gonna tell you like this.
Well, we do it.
Once you buy a car, as soon as you take it to the chassis shop. First thing the chassis man going to say, well, you know, I don't like it how they did this and did that. You know, I think you need to move this and move that. Man, but this car right here just had a 60-foot, a 103 or something. And
exactly.
When you take it to the chassis shop, he going to say, well, you know, I don't like how this here and I don't like how that there. Wait a minute. This bitch just went a 103, dummy.
Exactly.
What
you go
mean with you on life? Then once
yes,
you
sir.
Go to cutting and you go back to a 110, like, wait a minute, man. I thought the car was going, yeah, because his dumbass cut something out of there that was making the car work.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Bro,
so I keep trying to
say,
I guess my ain't the same.
We are not the same as Jeremiah say. Old Jerry say we are not the same.
Yes, sir.
That's what Jerry will tell you. We are not the same.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man, but every week we get a motherfucker. You know,
sit my phone next to the TV.
Yeah. But, you know, even more than that, I think they had a house with crates, you know what I'm saying? They shit echoing and shit. It's loud as hell. Sound like you ain't got no furniture in the house.
Shit.
Sound like you ain't got a... Ain't got a sofa or a love seat to sit in. Well, all
hey,
I want to know is that he got
a he got the TV sitting on milk cart.
Yeah.
You hear that? There it is.
Yeah.
Like a big back TV.
Sound
like one of them 36-inch goddamn RCA TVs back in the day.
With
that big back on.
Well,
I got 90-inch.
That'd be a loud motherfucker.
Hey. Hell yeah.
Y'all brother said he got a 36. RCA. God damn, man.
You know what? The, had them four wooden legs on the bottom. Like, God damn.
Right.
A Xena.
That'd be the heavy hell, too, Chemo.
Mm-hmm. When I got there 10 years ago, and I got that bitch out of the house, that bitch was heavy as hell. I used to grab that bitch when I was younger by myself. Shit, I couldn't grab that bitch, motherfucker.
Hey, Kimo.
Got one of them TV.
Hey, Kimo, I got something. You said they used to grab TV by itself, right? Back in, when I first started driving truck, I used to work for Allied Van Lines, right? We had this guy named Bear. A guy named Bear, a black guy, they called him Bear. You get it?
Yeah, but damn. That's old boy.
He jumped from line to line.
313. 50, 59.
Yeah. Hey,
89, 86.
We used to work for Allied Valleys, right? So there's a guy named, a black guy named Bear. And he was tall and, you know, decent size, you know what I'm saying? So the guys that told me, said, man, he can lift a washer by itself and bring it out. I said, bullshit, that motherfucker can't lift no goddamn washer and carry it out by itself. And they was like, next thing I know, about an hour later, this motherfucker, he done bear hugged, he had long ass arm, bear hugged the goddamn washer he carried out the house. What the fuck? I said, what the fuck? I was looking at this motherfucker, I said, wait a minute. This motherfucker's an alien. And man, I was on the ground. I was like, what the fuck? And man, he's a good friend of mine to this day. That motherfucker got to be about 16 years old.
Kicking it off with success already, how much optimism does that give you?
Well, it feels great. You know, it's been a long 5 months of no racing, and that drives us crazy.
He let them back in already on another line. They keep jumping from line to line.
Yeah.
Whoever line they're on, you need to keep it muted or cancel the show. Hang up on the ass.
Come on. Yay!
Yeah, you just gotta keep on. But anyway, yeah. Alabama said the RCA 32. Well, I swear, I hadn't heard it all.
Yeah.
Kimo got down, split the car, man. We're rolling around that one.
You say what, Alabama?
They got down, split the car, man. We're rolling around that one.
Was it? Crush car?
How fast he go?
Went 366 or 68. Two on in the 60s.
Hey, Alabama, was Mark Mackey down there?
Yeah, he was down there. He didn't do too much in there.
Yeah, Mark got my converter right now.
Yeah.
Mark Mickey?
Yeah, he's always done it from day one. Damn, man, how did this person keep getting back in?
Yeah.
Well, after all that, Mohawk still whooped there and got the win. Mohawk.
Me personally, I think Mark Mackey make a good, great converter.
Who's that?
Mark Mackey.
It was Mark Mickey.
No, Mickey, you're right. I'm sorry, sir. You're right. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
He did a converter in my car.
Mohawk
and I ended up
won Pro 275 and damn Steve Fab won Radio versus the World. And he back. No matter like everybody said, no matter how fast you are, he can get through. About getting that money.
That's why I understand a lot of guys, they car run good, and they know it ran good all night, and they say, oh, man, I think this guy, they turn it up and lose everything.
Yeah.
You can't squeeze blood from a rock. You know what I'm saying? Like you, Alabama, shit, you know what your car do. Yeah, you do that, too, but that nut might cost you, won't it?
Oh, yeah. Man, that's what we don't never understand. We don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I've been paying child support since I was 18 years old. When I got done, I told the motherfucker, here, I'm done. I don't want to see not another.
You ain't got to worry about me being up in here no more. Damn, Kimo, how that person keep getting back in?
I don't know. I ain't been
you
able to.
You want me to get back on the board?
I
you want me to get on the board?
Yeah, you can go ahead and run it and catch it up.
God damn, let me see. I got to pull my computer out. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm driving, so I'm swerving trying to catch it.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me see if I can get on. I'm gonna see if I can do it from the phone. So they keep popping back in?
Yeah. Yeah, you know. I'd be one of them show haters.
hey, as my man Joe Madison say, God damn, I can't think of it. Anybody listen to Joe Madison in the morning on XM Radio?
Nah.
Oh, he called them trolls.
I be hearing him. I hear him, though. I just can't listen to it all the time because I be working and shit.
Right. All right, I'm looking at the board. I ain't heard nothing yet, so. But, yeah,
well, I can hear
Alabama, I'm glad
to hear
you got your car done.
Alabama, you know, he went to Radio Versus the World last month or
But you know what? You know we first started this show 2 years ago? Remember
he was working on
talking about his car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's working. He's out there.
Hey, man, him, me, and Brother D. You know, he just got was fortunate to come out first.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't been working on that motherfucker low ride alone. You shit me.
Hey,
we'll all get out there, man. Just take time. We don't want to leave the house hungry. And take away from the family.
Okay.
So we'll get out there.
Right.
We'll get out there.
Low Ride been working on that motherfucker just as long as me.
hey, Kimo.
Yo.
In the last 3
Yo.
Months, man, it may mean a lot to a lot of people. A lot to me. I just spent damn near $9,000. You know what I'm saying? Molly,
yeah.
She said, "Oh, you spent it." I said, "Babe, you can't. Any shit you can say?" I said, "Cause it's come out of my account. It come out of our account. You know what I'm saying?" So you spent that much money on it? Yep.
God damn. So you know she finna get the house remodeled, or she going on a hell of a vacation, right?
Man, she on free houses. I ain't worried about her. She got on them rental properties and shit. I don't ask for not $1. But yeah, you're right. She is doing some redecorating right now.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Yes,
she has.
She know what you just spent. It's time for her to get Big bro,
girl,
better not
you
say nothing when I spend $15,000 in this motherfucking kitchen.
No, Kimo. We just did some shit, right? I got friends, right? So she had some guy come look at the house. Guy, oh yeah, it'd be about $20,000. She said, he said it'd be. I said, man, fuck that motherfucker. I said, hold on a minute. I called one of my boys. Called another one of my boys. Oh man, he said, man, go buy the cabinets, man. Give me $1,000. We'll throw them in. Oh, the floor. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll do the floor. I'm gonna spend about $3,500. Be done.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
You got to have them friends. You can't dog them out, Dante.
Dante, goddamn. Dante.
Well,
he
used to have a scat pack.
He's out of scat pack. Yeah, I heard.
He had a scat pack. Got rid of that. Now he got this car. But that's what I'm saying. That You know, God's got to move to a certain level at a certain time, you know?
It's a new dawn. It's a new
yeah.
day. Thank you, God. We're feeling
yeah.
good.
Yeah, that Dante, he's rough kind of. He's a different type of fella, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like when you own, when you have the original Sub-Zero, you didn't start out as fast as it went. You did it in steps, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was in steps.
Yeah. And let me try to tell you guys about dropping your cars off to people's shops and shit. Well, I'll be back to pick it up. Or the guy called you. I think you need, like you just said, guy doing a 108 60-foot, then now he get the car back and he's doing a 122 60-foot, you know?
Yeah.
Alabama, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Who are talking Alabama now? Rain slot.
Shut up,
Flop. Who's Flop talking about?
Nothing. Some black eyed peas, string beans, corn, or something.
Joe Schmuck.
That's Joe Schmuck. That's a Joe Schmuck. That's Joseph Schmuck Slop. Oh, Lord, have mercy. What's that about? Man, y'all know Jack Baller going to be out in a minute now. Jack Baller, that motherfucker, Jack Baller told that goddamn Rod, man, you ain't nothing, man. I'll run you. Little Rob said Jack Baller won't race me. That motherfucker said, man, you ain't nothing. I'll run you.
You there, guys?
That's what he told.
Huh?
That's what he told, Robin. You ain't nothing, man. I'll run you. Good for nothing drag racing motherfucker. I'll run you.
What the fuck you talking about, man? What the fuck you talking about, Kimo?
No, check out. Check
out.
Skin. I just heard Skin talk. Now he ain't on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he could pop his little head up. Had a little fucking mouth popping off.
Skin's giving out abortions.
Oh, really?
I don't hear from Kid. Alabama. Slop.
He got his motherfucking retarded ass on here.
The vice president is busy repoing all those PPP loan stimulus checks.
Hey, Slop.
Yo.
So what they gonna do now? They got no stimulus check. Everybody stop racing?
She is skin collecting all the motherfuckers.
He don't need no PPO loan, huh? A PPL loan, huh?
Nuh-uh.
He doing real good. I like Skins when he said they come with a Mustang with some slicks and nitrous on it. He said, get the fuck out of here. That damn Skins is crazy. But he a smart man. He been in the game for a long time.
He getting it.
Mm-hmm. I remember when Skins had it on S10 back in the days. That damn thing ran good.
Oh yeah.
I got hey, time to hear.
Hey, Slop, I got a question for you. I mean to cut you off, Kim. I got a question for you. I heard y'all was down. I heard y'all had a race down there in Memphis. And JJ the boss and them was down there. They say JJ and them got their ass tore up down there fucking with y'all.
I got to be honest with you. I ain't ever watched one episode of JJ the boss. And I wouldn't know what he was doing. I saw him about a month ago in Holly and withdrew.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
He didn't. I saw him about a month ago in Holly Springs with some cars, and Witt drew on him, and he didn't want to move.
I heard that one too.
I heard that movie off TV talking shit. But when he came down to get with y'all, he said he can't do nothing with y'all. That's a damn shame. But the man is a marketer, so he's making money.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing his thing. Can't knock him for that, but I get a lot of my friends call me, oh, man, JJ, this shit. He's doing that. I'll be like, man, shit, that boy, he don't fuck with Wicked them when he gets to that track.
What the fuck going on over here?
Who this?
Mad motherfucking man.
Oh, man. What's happening, mad man?
I'm high as a son, bitch. I'm up here by the giraffe. I'm feeling good. I drunk a little bit. I didn't get naked.
Well, we glad you didn't get naked.
Didn't nobody get shot?
That's even better.
What we racing at tonight? Who got to what Kamala Harris do today? I heard she was kicking ass and taking names.
That's what they say. Skin's
that
on
goddamn Kamala Harris a bad bitch.
Back, y'all better stop geeking back. That boy, geeking that bitch head up. She ain't nothing.
That bitch is in there. Huh? They said that bitch was the Camaro today.
Camaro let him leave. The Camaro let him leave.
Whatever. The Camaro should have been on the tree better.
That's a lie, Kimo. Don't distort the story.
Camaro let him
leave.
Hey,
they probably were playing a jump game and skin
nah,
jump.
Man. Nope, they raised up right out of there together.
Uh-oh. I know what I got to do. I got to go to the Soul Food page and find this race. It's over there on the Soul Food page.
Yeah, he got it.
That Camaro got his ass whooped.
Hey.
What?
They was in Egypt. Troop group.
Damn, they getting it on over there in Chicago area, man. That goddamn old timers over there. They kicking ass and taking and leaving
Chicago
fingerprints
always,
on them.
Always got in there.
Kamala Harris to the motherfucking front. What's he in at?
He on here somewhere.
They probably in Mexico
man,
now.
Man,
it
sound like your ass at the casino.
No, cuz I'm in this big 300, F300, high as a sun, bitch. I'm way up there on the moon, feeling good. I've been drinking some of that 1808, that whiskey with the numbers on it. It got the numbers on it.
That mean, A-Plot, you know what that mean. You ain't got no clothes on.
No, I didn't take my clothes off neither, Nutty, and I ain't shooting nobody.
Oh, that was him come on earlier talking about he ain't got no panties on.
I'm headed on home now, Nutty. I'm headed on home now. I got three more lights and I'll be at home.
What, you go to Star?
No, I left in Kosciuszko over my mama house.
Okay.
You know, that's three lights from my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm making a left turn. When I make the left turn right here, I got them. They can't get me for DUI. I'll be at home.
Hey, the millionaire boy got that $10,000 last night.
What?
They won that race. That orange Camaro.
What?
Beat that turbo car.
God, cake. That's cake him.
Yeah, Nas boss, what he called it.
Yeah, I mean, the dude name is Cake, the millionaire boy, Cake. That's the one that got beat up, what's the name, Nutty? Whenever they bought him.
Yeah,
that's the one Robert him beat up.
Hey, Randy. What's Randy doing? Randy, 6 Mile, your mic open.
Hey, man, don't be interrupting our conversation with no damn Randy 6 Mile. He ain't doing no damn racing.
Hey, Mad Man, you ain't see me call your phone earlier, man.
I was at the cookout with the young kids.
Nah, man. You could have texted me back and said you was going to call me back or something, man. Good God.
No, I didn't have my phone with me. What you said? What I'm telling you, I didn't have my phone with me. It's locked in my truck, so I won't lose it. You know, when I get drunk and shit, I be losing shit.
Hey, call me in the morning, man. All
right, all right.
What's going
anybody
on? Anybody
saying
Nicky
Leon?
What's going on over here?
They say Karma was looking for you.
Karma looking for me.
That's what I heard. That's the word around flop mouth. Yeah, that's the word around flop mouth.
Man,
amen,
know,
man.
Hey, man.
Hold
yeah.
on, Randy. Hold on, Randy. Amen, man.
Yeah.
Don't nothing get you hung up no quicker than lying on me.
Okay, I'm going back to mute. I tried, and I had chemo bagging me.
Hey, last week you said Kamala Harris. I mean, not Kamala Harris. Well, you said they tried to run him and shit. They trying to run him.
Hey, Kimo, don't none get your show disconnected quicker than you lying on.
Don't disconnect.
Yeah, but
hey, Kimo,
what did you say? What did you say about? Hold on. What did you say? Like about a week ago, or maybe two weeks ago, that them guys was trying to run Randy, and Randy didn't want to go or something. What
no,
did you say,
Michelle? No, no,
I mean,
no.
What did you say?
What I told, hey, Kimo, what I told you was on the show when somebody asked about them two getting together, I think they sent Dog a text, and Ricky Stambro said, well, we talked to Randy, said he'll holler at us when he get his car back together. And there was a comment made, damn, how he break it, putting it in the trailer.
Yeah, that's hurt.
Hey, and then let me say this. Karma went out and had some success down in Texas, and I said, well, if him and Johnny Boy get together.
Look, bro, that's you?
Y'all can fuck me up because I love Karma.
That's what I heard.
What happened now?
Hey, Randy, I ain't finna say all that shit no more. I talk too slow. It'll be 6 o'clock in the morning before I get it out.
They say, I mean, break it down to you. They say Karma gonna be a Bobby race. What you wanna do?
I won't do nothing right now.
Okay. I'll kick the ass. I got you. I'll take it to slack.
Yeah, I'm not right in a minute, man. I just found it real funny when, you know, I let my hair hang low all last year and couldn't get nobody to go. Now, you know, all of a sudden, everybody know I got the car broke down in pieces. Everybody want to go.
Oh, you got the car broke down in pieces?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Randy, I tell you what we can do. Let me use your motor torque converter and transmission for Bobby Ray.
Uh-oh, you got a car?
You hear me? We're going to put it in my Cutlass.
Young Money South.
Young Money South. You know, I sent my crew up there. You know, I have Tico up in MV up there by tomorrow about 5 o'clock.
Hey, Randy, that's better than UPS. The man said call him in the morning anyway.
Yeah, I know. He wanted to talk about something else then. You know, that's the church thing going on in the morning. Man,
hey,
would you say
Randy gonna be like the guy in when they robbed the bank, then his homeboy was up there spending all the money. He say, man, y'all need to get a hold of that fool. Randy goes, man, you come on,
dear president.
Arizona lost, huh?
Arizona lost to Stanford. I wanted that black woman to win the championship, man.
What did
the men? And the women. The men tomorrow.
Yeah, the men tomorrow. That's Stanford area. Yeah, that was tonight. That
yeah,
little
I wanted that black woman
played
from,
for
Arizona,
Arizona
to win.
Too, man. She said she came
hey,
back to finish her last year.
Yep. The little black girl, number, what's her name? I can't think of her damn name right now. She good as hell, too.
Yeah, she going to the league. She say
she
found
yeah,
stuff
yeah. She
to
going to the league
last
no year
to
yeah.
come back.
Yep. Yeah, she going to the league.
What Alabama's about to ask? Did we see my man hit that last second shot?
That wasn't no damn Alabama. That was that no good ass goddamn.
No, I said what Alabama was about to say.
No, I ain't got nothing to say.
They cheated us too, Kimo. You watched the game.
They want those people to
win. They ain't cheat. I
missed
you. Charles.
I was
going to
say that boy hit that last. That boy hit that last
hey.
Shot.
Kimo.
That shot at half court.
If you the defensive man, if you the defensive man, and you stick your arm in between mine, I can clamp down on y'all the fuck I want, man. That's your fault you to move your goddamn arm. They gonna call my man for a goddamn technical foul, and they
hold
get the
on,
ball
man.
To 2 feet throws.
Yeah, he hooked it. He hooked. He was hooking that motherfucker.
Yo,
what are you talking about?
Your man stuck his hand in there. Shit, you can move your goddamn hand. Shit, I can clamp down if I want to.
Yeah, but
I'm
you
going
can't
for the
hook, him, hook the man. Hook the man and take him down to the ground, mad man.
That's his fault. Get your hand out the way. Get your ass off of me. Shit. That
man.
Was all they making basketball soft. Shit like they doing football. Back when I used to play with Moses Malone and all that, man, that shit, man, man. Shit. He didn't make no call like that, man. We beat the referee up back then.
Well, this is a new day.
And now, Kimo, they got, when you go into a hole, the man can jump in front of you, and they call that charge. Man, get the fuck out of here with them rules, man. They need to stop that shit, man. That man's feet still moving and everything, and they going to holler my man charge. They didn't want to put us on the free throw line because it wouldn't have been no overtime. We would have got rid of them goddamn Gonzaga. Sorry, motherfuckers. Motherfuckers up there playing in the goddamn league with goddamn Brigham Young, the best team. Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Man, it sounds like you really want to say something.
Yeah, I can't stand the Gonzaga good goddamn Bulldogs, son of a bitch. I'm going to tell them to test that because they're up there in Spokane, Washington. I know they all on weed.
What's up, guys? I just tried to call T-Mill to see if he was up. He must be asleep.
Yeah, he's asleep. He got to go to work in the morning.
Dude, he do a show, don't he?
Yeah. He's the announcer for Michigan.
Oh, he ain't talking about nothing then. Announcer for Michigan. He ain't talking. Did he talk about UCLA putting that jump on there?
Hey, look, hold on. He just called me. Let's see if he's going to get in. Hold on.
Yeah, tell him to get in. I see why they call the right plays for Michigan to win the game. He want them announcer hollering. He going to make it. Oop, they missed again.
Ah, shit. T-Mills.
Hey, Kimo, right then, though,
yo.
I'd rather be Juwan Howard been coaching us when that man Timmy had them four fouls. Juwan Howard would have made sure his man got that ball in that middle of that center to get that man out the game.
Man, I watched Juwan Howard coach. That nigga was coaching, boy. Boy, he was coaching coming down the street.
Hey,
they just didn't execute.
Juwan Howard.
Gonzaga beat
UCLA.
No shit, Charlotte.
You know I don't watch basketball,
yeah, they,
man.
They lucky with that shot. They didn't even supposed to go to overtime. The referee called it old fake-ass charge and shit.
Hey,
help it out, Gonzaga,
man.
Huh?
That motherfucker, hey.
Yesterday?
Hey, last week, Juwan was
you
coaching them niggas. They just...
Hold on, Kimo, that's why he at the barbecue drinking. That's why he at the barbecue drinking and shit.
Why?
Yeah, I had
see,
my money.
He ain't had nothing to celebrate. They got sent home. What the fuck?
Well, we sent Michigan home.
Shit.
We sent Michigan. Hey, we just didn't send Michigan home. We sent Michigan State home, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
We open it up with Michigan State.
Yeah, but you got to look. You got to look at Jerron Howard. Only been coaching for what? Is it second or third year?
You got to realize he stopped coaching last year. They cut the season short.
Go on, hang up, man.
Season was real short.
Yeah, go on, hang up. Michigan is shooting, man. We'll talk to them on the morning show.
Yeah, we'll talk to y'all on the morning show. Yeah, hang y'all, hang up. It's all about Carla Maher tonight.
Ah, oh, man.
Anybody want any smoke?
Scam's not on.
Yeah, I caught him right now. I could even come on Dodie and get on some ass if they want to. We meet y'all on
He was on. He getting on and off. He's still over there trying to get a motherfucker to go or something. I don't know what he's doing.
Okay. He's still over there at Soul Food. For some reason, when he go to Soul Food, they had a spoil be over there. The food be spoiled.
Shut up, dog.
Damn, man. You tight on the major.
Last week, they didn't even race when they went to Soul Food.
I know they have a Soul Food Sunday. Is this motherfucker that's giving Soul Food Sunday don't get up there with anybody?
Nope, he ain't even giving away no cake. He ain't even giving away no cake on Soul Food. They got Jell-O. He ain't even got no cake for dessert. He got Jell-O.
Damn. He got permanent Jell-O. He got permanent Jell-O in that belly.
What's the name got the Jell-O? That damn Terrio. Terrio jumped out of his goddamn car looking like Kunta Kinte, man. I'm getting everything everywhere.
Hey, man, you ain't right. You ain't right. You
say
he did that?
Hey, for real, Terry ought to take a picture of himself and put it on the building board with him, even on one of them reels, a turkey tip. He have business from all over. They're like, ain't no way that greasy motherfucker there. Know that shit good. Look at that greasy motherfucker there. Look at his stomach. That's all he got to do.
Yeah, Terry got a funny shape on him.
Man, you hear him talking? Hey, look. That motherfucker cut. And that motherfucker country and these country folks down there in Mississippi. I ain't even listen to the way he be talking. That motherfucker country man. But one thing I know about him, though, Kimo. Kimo, one thing I know about him, he'll leave his fingerprints on your face. He'll leave his fingerprints on your face.
He definitely get out there and he's going to do some boxing, man.
I told my buddy about it. I said, man, this dude named Terrio, man, slapped the shit out of nigga from that thing. He said, Terrio, the chicken man? He said, man, the chicken man used to ride around. He said, in 97, the chicken man rode around with boxing gloves on his mirror, man. He was stay whooping a nigga. I said, it's the same nigga, right? I said, it is. Right now, they still whooping nigga in 2021. I said, he's still whooping nigga. And he said, yeah, you know the chicken man. So the chicken man ride around with boxing gloves on his mirror.
Hey, man, did you know that Lowrider used to have a cape? When he brought the car out to race, he used to bring his cape out.
Y'all can't do that to D now. Y'all can't.
What was the cape for? He was Batman or somebody?
No, they say D was a bad motherfucker with that Buick back in the days.
Man, but he used to bring the cape out, man. And when he have a race, he put that cape on, man. I asked him how true it was, and he said, "All right, the cape will be back out when Lowrider back out." I said, man, are you? You think I'm lying, man? Motherfucker Low had a cape, man.
Come in. Yeah, Low. They say Low wasn't no punk. I heard that from Drag. They said Drag. They say Low. Low used to tear motherfuckers up back in the day with that Buick motor. So he stick his finger in the ass all night and day.
Well, it's a new year, and that ain't going to happen anymore now. So
well, I mean, you know, things are a little different nowadays, but, you know, I still give D his respect.
Oh, he's respected all the way around, but, you know, this time when the Buick come out, it's going to be disrespected. I can honestly accumulate how many people is looking to engage with that car.
Well,
I agree with you, but, you know.
That's 20 deodorants right there?
Who lying, goddammit? Who lying on this goddamn phone?
Go scan. Go scan.
Who the fuck lying?
You got these soaps?
Go scan. Here we go.
Now
he got this little black ball head sucker on here.
Who is that? Who is that motherfucker calling me black ball head sucker?
How many doves you got? Give me 10 balls of that dove right there. Yeah. What do you want
man,
for that?
Give me all the motherfucking soap, nigga.
$10? Give me 10 more in. Give me 10 more. How many deodorants are you? Eight. You ain't got no more deodorants? Man, don't sell them folks next door shit, man. Bring that shit over here, man. Fuck them folks, man. I'm going to give you a dollar more than they going to give you. All right.
Bam.
Y'all want all that? I want that right there, yeah.
Hey, man, don't nobody want to hear all that shit on the show, punk motherfucker.
Yeah, man, get my girl out there to give me. All right. Appreciate it. All right.
Hey, man, don't nobody want to hear all that on no national
show. Oh, my
bad.
My bad, Skin. I thought I was on mute. My bad. Y'all know my damn business now, shit.
Yeah, man, you know that buying soap and shit. Now we know you watch that. We didn't know it first.
Hey, Skin,
you hear the nigga buy Dove. You know what Dove is for now.
Oh, shit. Hold on, y'all.
I don't know about you. Hey, your big rusty ass. I don't know, but I like my body to be soft, nigga. Just like them hoes, body. I want my body to be soft.
Yeah.
You rub against the motherfucker, you don't make.
I mean, we know you been in the penitentiary shit. They probably made it softer in there for you. So, I mean, you don't need it no softer.
Well, I know one thing. I ain't no nigga with no bad knees like you made me do nothing.
Oh, you right. Hey, just don't get tired.
You the type of nigga you vest and shit, nigga. I damn sure do.
I use this and I use goddamn dial.
You know why you use that? Because you don't know if you're a man or not. You try to figure yourself. Yeah, I'm a man. I got Zest. Then you still got soap plugs on your goddamn.
Zest make you fully clean, you stupid fool.
Zest keeps soap plugs on your body. Nigga, you got to rinse your body real good on that Zest.
That's good. You should want to, dummy.
Nope. You take a bath one time every 3 days is cool. You don't know shit.
Yeah, I know. Well, you take one once every month. That's why you bought 10 bars, nigga, so they can last you a whole year, you bath.
You damn right.
Damn.
Damn right. I tell you what, if a hoe touch me and touch you, she going to want me. She ain't going to want your motherfucking ass.
Nah, she ain't going to want you. Well, she going to want you because you got that long, pretty hair. She can run her fingers through it.
She don't want nobody to feel like no lizard on her.
Man, you got pretty hair, boy. You know, you're a pretty ass nigga. So, you know, you be in the mirror more than them hoes do, nigga. Get your pretty ass up, pretty punk.
That's right.
Damn.
Every time you get in the mirror, that motherfucker break.
That nigga name is the pretty punk. I'm going to call Madman the pretty punk from now. Hey, pretty punk.
Me love, nigga. When you see me, call me love.
Oh yeah, I'm always respect you, pretty punk.
Lord, how much?
Hey man, hey, if somebody else talk to this weenie, man. I ain't got time to talk to this weenie, man. I got other
people. Now I'm a weenie. Hey, what kind of weenie am I? Am I ballpark or am I boy ass?
You a motherfucking Oscar Mayer, low bitty motherfucking vinyl weenie.
Oh, there you go, Oscar Mayer. Put it in your mouth.
My.
You can't even fill up the can, nigga.
Shut up, nigga. Hey, I'm talking. Don't you talk. Hey, don't
kid.
Talk when I'm talking. Just shut
Yo.
Up.
Be quiet. That other dude trying to talk to Skin, man. Be quiet, dude. Let me put other people talk, man. Stop trying to be relevant.
Good God, man. Yeah. Somebody trying to be relevant. This is the biggest hoe in the world, but somebody else want to be relevant. Man, get the fuck out of here, young man. Say, Timo.
No.
Who all like Willie Dog over the Grudge?
I Willie Dog.
Man, Willie Dog is giving y'all
back in the day.
Yeah, Willie Dog in the turbo car gonna run the grills.
Oh, yeah?
race car. Vaughn got this old little goddamn Rolex with the diamonds in it. Yeah, he got a president. It's a presidential here. Let me look at her good.
Hey, that lets you know shit. Dog ain't scared to get at nobody. That dog on at anybody he can.
Man, that ain't nothing but a goddamn publicity stunt like a race, man. That's all that shit is. Get your ass in the goddamn door. You ain't nothing but a publicity stunt.
Yeah, I already know, man. I already know what I am. I don't know what the fuck you is, though.
I'm a real Crip, nigga. A big Crip. You respect me when you
man,
see me.
You're going to be a cripple-ass nigga if you keep fucking with me. That's all I love to tell
you. You already crippled. I see your knees. They touch each other. Every time you walk, your knees touch each other.
That's fine. They're supposed to. But, I mean, you keep fucking with me, you're going to be a real cripple-ass nigga like you want to be that bad.
Bye-bye. All that shit sound good, man. See you in a minute.
See, the thing, like I always tell you, man, you need to do yourself a favor and find somebody else to play with, because this ain't what you really want, man. And I done address you
two or three
times
all the time, man. Get your horsey riding ass somewhere and sit down, man.
Well, just gonna find you somebody else to play with, boy.
What
that's
you
all
say,
I can don't tell you.
Take his what?
That man said horsey ass. He said horsey ass, Kimo. Horsey, more than one. Dre, you got more than
one ass. I mean, shit, if I got to add on a piece of Madman ass, I do.
Hey, two goes to you.
Don't come on here with that bullshit.
Yeah, just for a moment.
And I'm not worried about what nigga talking and what nigga ain't talking. Who gives a fuck? And don't.
Hey, Dre,
and whoever
the
nigga was, whoever the nigga
you know you've been riding horses too long.
Whoever the nigga has told me don't come on here with that bullshit, nigga, go fuck yourself.
There you go, want to play with somebody else. There you go, want to play with somebody else.
Fuck a whore.
I don't understand.
Go fuck a whore.
Go fuck yourself, nigga.
Hey, now you want somebody to fuck yourself. Who are these old
whores? Tell the nigga how about, don't come on here, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck a whore.
Go fuck a whore. Trying to holler at yourself, sir. Everybody trying to holler at me, nigga. I got the shit. Fuck you,
man. Man, go to mute.
Oh. What it do, nutty?
I can't call
him. There you go. Somebody calling that horse home. Dre, you better go
somebody
home. They call it.
Nah, somebody calling they hoe.
They calling you. You they
know. Okay. Yeah, let them come slap me like one then.
Why you always gotta go to five?
Why you always gotta go to five? No, when you hold on, do what you're supposed to. You hold on, do what you're supposed to.
Shut
up, nigga, please. Can you shut up, man? Stop. Shut up.
That's the defense mechanism. That's all it is. Ain't going to do jack shit.
I bet you won't now, nigga, test the goddamn water.
Somebody going to get on your head. You going to forget about all that bitch talk. I'm not worried about it.
I tell you what, nigga, why don't you be the first motherfucker to do it, then? With this
you don't want this.
I want what you got and a little bit more to come with.
Okay.
Now bring it on.
Kimo. Kimo. Neanderthal. The epitome of it. Neanderthal. Every day, all day. Same bullshit.
Man, I'm not worried about now, nigga, around this God-given earth. That's what I'm not worried about.
You don't supposed to.
I know the epitome of what I'm capable of doing, so I don't worry about nobody else.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Man, suck my ass, dude.
Open it up and let me see it. Let me see the LeBron eye.
Wash your ass first.
Let me see the little brown eye if I can take my size 13 and kick you dead in the ass.
I'm going to put some shit on my shoe. That's what I'm going to do. I don't want no chili on my stick. I want no shit on my shoe.
That's all right, that nigga Nelly, man. That nigga Nelly.
Boy, y'all crazy. They know everybody's voice, too. This the police, y'all. They know everybody's voice.
Is that fucking Nelly on here? One of the most sensitive ass, piss ass niggas
that,
out of Detroit.
Hey, there. That's John there.
No. They ain't there, one of them.
So right.
Yeah, that's Dave. Hey, that's Dave. They ain't selling niggas y'all don't even know him. That's Dave there. Dave don't even know your motherfucker. You got Dave doing 900 years.
I don't know no Dave, Abe, or Stave, nigga. Fuck is you talking about?
Now you want to tell him everybody.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, shut up. Silk the Hooster, shut your fucking mouth.
Now you want the police to know me.
Yeah, they already know you. You ain't been in that motherfucker.
I know, because you sent me to the address when I was finna come get on your ass.
Nah, I saw you to them so they can identify you when you came over here.
Oh, okay. You cool with me, Drake.
Yeah, you gonna be deteriorated like a motherfucker once I got done with you.
I ain't got no problem with you, Dre. When I say yes, that's the truck. I ain't got no problem with giving you a bell of hay. I ain't got no problem with giving you a bell of hay. You all right with me?
That's cool. Yeah.
Don't feed your baby dad no more too. Now I'm gonna eat a little bit and make sure your baby dad eat the rest of it.
I don't know what she going to do or what they going to do, but I'm just going to get it to you out of my truck, and I don't want you on the back of my truck trying to get the little leftover scraps and shit.
Mm. Yeah, man.
No, that's for your baby daddy to eat right
there.
Why you worried about what my baby daddy eating? I'm trying to feed you.
Nah, don't feed me. Feed that nigga. That's the one fucking you.
Well, he was fucking you, too. Now you're mad because I took it from you.
No. I don't play that game.
Now there you go. You don't want to tell a story like it is. You want to tell your part, but don't want to tell the whole story.
Well, I mean, I must have got a piece of your little old yellow ass booty.
If that was your mind wants you to believe.
I mean, I must have got a piece of that. I must have ran a motherfucking threesome,
hey,
nigga.
Hey, Drake,
and
think about your little peanut butter ass mind. Whatever you wanted to believe, it can be.
Madman got a nice little wink back there on his ass. You know how that nigga ass tight when he walked with them tight ass pants on?
What kind of pants was they?
They looked like some dickies, because you like dicks.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you know what I got.
They fit right there for you. See the dickies with the tag at right there. You just
what I got?
You just
say that word again. Say that word again. What did they?
Ray, shut your gas up, nigga.
Huh? Yeah.
Andre, what
did
say?
Say that favorite word back again. Dicky.
Yeah, boy, I like to put it in you, man. You know,
Dre, you ain't got no dick. Your shit's falling. Shit looks.
Man, shut up. Whoever this other whole ass nigga is that just want to talk to me and I don't even know who the fuck he is. Man, you see, I got fans all over the world. I don't even know who the nigga is. And me and you fucking around like this for years and years. Where did newcomer come from? They always got some new ass niggas want to be relevant around this motherfucker. Here, Lord,
shut
your elephant nose ass up. Whoever you is, you little punk fucker. I don't even know who the nigga is.
Suck a white cock.
I don't even know who the nigga is, and the nigga need to go get him a motherfucking toy, though. Leave me alone. I'd rather get him a toy. That's what I'd rather him do.
Go get a real
job,
you fat bitch.
Yeah, well, you come here, you little bitch, I slap you.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, I slap
you.
Hey,
what the fuck
is
this racist show? Why we got to be so violent? Why you got to be so violent, Dre?
I don't know. The nigga just told me he'll slap me, so shit, let me see if I can't slap his ass back.
You just say you'll slap me. You just call me a little bitch. You a bitch.
You is a little bitch. I ain't got no problem with a little bitch.
Dre, do you know who that is?
I don't give a fuck who it is, to be honest with
you. Hey, Dre. Quit saying that shit to people you don't know what they look like, Dre. God damn.
Man, I don't give a damn if he come up on me and he sneak me. I just got snuck, but goddamn it, he better not tell nobody about it. I'm going to pop the shit out of him, so I'm going to win regardless. No.
Now you want to go
see
the
new life, baby. Look up. I live a damn good one, man. If that's where I got to go, I just got to go. But a nigga ain't finna fuck with me and then not get fucked with back. I can ratification will tell you that.
I don't know. I I'm just letting you know. You're going to have to eat noodle for 30 years. I'm letting you know now.
Man, I ain't worried about it. Shit, if that's the case, then that's just what it is, man. It's no point in me been trying to hide it. You know, hey, man, I live a good life. I'm not going to let a nigga battle fuel me and not fuck with me. See, I don't mess with people. People mess with Dre.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. I don't even know who... I don't even know who this fella is, and he called me a fat bitch or something, man. Go, so hold up, nigga, you a bitch.
Okay, I'm just letting you know, Dre. It's going to be spread no more. Ain't going to be out to dinner. We're going to be talking about that make this spread.
I'm not even worried about it no more, man. I ate them plenty of times, homeboy.
I like you. You feel me? I like your bow-legged ass. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying, Skinny? He must have had his face down there sucking my dick before or something. I don't know, man. I know it's against the law to invite a man to your goddamn penises and shit, but you know, I think Madman snuck his way down there when I was drunk or something.
Hey, Madman.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris to the front.
I seen him.
Hey, Dre.
Huh?
Me and you all right. I love you.
Oh, yeah, you know me. Man, you gonna forever be all right, boy. What's one thing about you, silly funk ass nigga? I fuck with you.
You all right with me?
And now
How you gonna fuck with Dre and you don't fuck with Flock?
I don't know nothing about none of that. Skin, can you leave me and goddamn Madman? We good, dog. This has been going on for shit. What, about 10 years, Madman? Damn that 10 years.
So you let the nigga stay on my motor?
But well, I ain't had nothing to do with that shit.
I been fucking with Madman for 10 months.
I ain't know nothing about no motors and all that shit. See, Madman, one thing I should have told you about that there, don't always believe what you hear. And see, you just there let a nigga goddamn shortcake you just like that nigga did that car down there in Detroit. See, them niggas, you know, hey, man, the nigga in Detroit fucking a white boy out of a car this way, and he hit Roy James out of a motor this way. Okay, so that's the same shit Butler did to you. Butler said, come on down here and watch what we going to go around him at. And then you went there and took your damn shit over there to him.
Sure right. You ain't going
to
do all that.
You know, that's
you let
how,
it go down,
that,
Dre?
That. Huh?
You let that shit go down?
How the fuck I let it go down? I never knew nothing about none of that shit till Madman Red come down here and shoot the man's highs up and shit. That's when I found out what it all occurred. I knew nothing else about nothing. I knew nothing else about nothing. I didn't know the man that even gave the man his damn motor and truck and shit to work on. I'd have told him a long time ago, say, man, you don't listen to everything you hear. You know what I'm saying? Now, Butler was goddamn living off of OWK them name and Tree Man them because, you know, he was driving the truck for Tree Man and putting the cars everywhere for Tree Man, you know. And, you know, he was helping OWK on certain things. But as far as him doing shit by himself, it has never dawned that that man ever did a damn thing by himself. All right?
Joe
now,
White.
Butler did
He had a couple of cars in his time when he had that. He had two Camaros. He had the one that came from Detroit, the one that Little Carter and them used to have. They had named the Blue Flame. The Blue Flame, the one he wrecked with King B with.
The prosecutor?
Right. Yeah, the prosecutor. They had turned the name into the Blue Flame. Yeah, that was it. That's the car bug.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Now look at this. That was a little car to them, old car.
Now look at this.
Huh?
Motherfucker,
you wouldn't even recognize that motherfucker. Now they tore it up so bad, goddamn.
I don't know nothing tough.
What's
damn, the prosecutor so
somebody
been around for years.
Somebody couldn't drive, huh?
Nah, that motherfucker. What it was, he gave King B the brake. And King B motor blowed up, but yeah, he was still going down the track with the blowed up motor, and the nigga car got all twisted out of shape, and he went over there and he hit King B.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Hey, wasn't that a car in them car? Wasn't it the old Warren Johnson's car or something they brought?
Who?
No prosecutor. I thought that was an old Warren Johnson car.
That was, what's that boy's name? That was Lil' Carter and them shit.
Yeah, I'm saying, but Lil' Carter, I think his daddy got it from Warren Johnson or somebody. Ray Morrison, that was a nice car there when they had it built. I mean, you know, the car was built and his daddy bought the car from one of the big people.
I know, what's my car and them had a Warren Johnson built car, Bobby Cole, dude.
Okay.
Well, it was one of Warren Johnson old car. I think Dre had a couple of them too, though.
Yeah. Hey, Kimo, you remember, God damn, we just talked about the other day. That had that Camaro, Ralph. You remember Ralph? Ralph passed away. Ralph had a bunch of Malibus in Detroit. There was a guy named Thomas. Remember Ralph that had, he had a couple of Malibus. He had a blue one. He had a brown one.
Boy,
the baddest Malibu I seen from Ralph.
Yeah, okay.
The baddest Malibu.
Yeah, I know. Hold on, y'all.
That's who Carmike got. Mike got that Skylark.
Hey, who got that blue Malibu that Perry used to have? That motherfucker, that was clean as hell, boy.
That was John the Baptist.
They thought you bought it.
Nah, that wasn't that. That wasn't no John the Baptist though.
John the Baptist, I heard Randy sold to somebody.
That's something to be heard. That ain't true.
Yeah. That's just some shit motherfuckers saying. It can be proven. If it ain't in Memphis, it's proven that it's gone.
Nope. Yeah. We got races at Miley. Look here.
Yeah, Miley closed down.
So they're not coming to Bobby Cole's race?
I don't know yet. Because I got three races at Lapeer myself. I'm not going. Brandon's not going.
What the hell is Lapeer?
We have up there by Flint, Michigan. Another guy bought it about 2 years ago.
Is it a radio track or a slick track?
A radio track.
Radio. Nice track, too.
That's more of a radio track?
Yeah.
A friend of mine brought Onondaga. They told me to have it open in next couple of weeks.
His own owner getting knocked off his own show.
God damn.
He going to tell all about Butler. Butler don't got my motor and everything.
Who that is? Speak up loud for we know you. Somebody washing dishes.
No, that's me walking down the stairs, baby.
All your goddamn steps, nigga.
I ain't holding shit. I don't give a fuck about no damn steps.
No, that's the rent man job.
I ain't holding this shit, nigga.
Where everybody at on your show, Kimo? Where they go?
I can't lie.
I don't know if we got back. Yeah, we back on. I got you knocked me off. Cam.
Yeah, I'm here. Where's Tim House at? If anybody heard from Tim House.
Yeah, I heard from him earlier.
Oh, he's still around. That's good. He's still living. That's good.
He ain't reared back in that rocking chair yet.
Edison, look, Will got on his ass. He like that what he did when he sat in the rocking chair.
Hey, he just gave up. He ain't been back on giving nobody hell or nothing.
Nothing, man. Everything Lil Will put him in the rocket chair.
Lil Will blowed his ass out.
Yeah. And then Lil Will said that the rocket chair is in the garage.
Oh, no.
You mean to tell me Tim Hines let Lil Will handle him again?
Man, had him say he's going to be in the rocket chair. Ain't nobody going to...
He ain't recovered from what Lil Will... Pulls his ass out the other day. He ain't got back on. I said, God damn.
God damn.
Yeah. He ain't been the
first. But they be, you know what, they be handling Brother Tim pretty rough, man. To be a big old gorilla like he claimed, he let these young niggas handle him real soft, man. They handle that nigga like puppy piss or something.
Hey, Akimo.
I'm here.
Akimo. Hey, I got a text. It says, tell Kimo Lowrider Cape will return.
Oh, man. I told y'all Lowrider had a cape.
Kimo, let's stay focused, baby boy. We're not going to turn for the worse on none of that shit y'all talking about right there.
Yep, stay out my business.
Yeah, because see that conversation right there will go real sour real quick, and somebody has to get beat up behind. So let's not even talk about that beat. So, you know,
stay out my lane.
Let's talk about something else, man. Let's find something else to talk about.
Stay out his business now.
Yeah, I was texting somebody. I told him, stay out my lane before I fuck your lame ass up.
Hey, you got more drama than three old ass nuns.
Yeah, I don't play that shit, Kimo. I got to stay in my lane, you stay in your lane. You worry with my lane, I'm going to wreck your car.
Man, did y'all see that boy goddamn wreck that white Mustang last night? Woo-wee.
No.
Hey, he fucked
did y'all
up,
see
man.
That man running from the police and hit them people in the car and killed them four 18-year-old kids that just graduated in New York?
Man, Lord have
Did y'all see Kamala Harris beat the fuck out of motherfucker? Did y'all see that?
I'm going to tell you the real strength. When you watch it from the drone, you really touched that white line, you went in his lane.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't a white line, I guess. I know you telling the motherfucker.
You know, I don't give a damn about Kamala or Harry. What the fuck I care?
I guess you wouldn't when you ain't doing nothing, motherfucker. The goddamn word about
you,
old weak-ass motherfucking grudge. That weak piece ain't
that,
doing
you can put the, you, can,
man,
you can get
come,
that
I
bitch
got,
up
I
there
gotta,
with the grudge. You want to get it up there
I
with the grill?
Get your coward ass out of here.
You want to put that there with the grill?
Where is this dick in
we don't give a fuck about
diamond.
The grill. Tell the grill
to
get that down on the creek.
Diamond,
we got
you like to do that diamond?
There you go.
Huh?
You say what?
You say what?
What did you say?
Who got the break? What about the break?
I said, you tell the grill to get his ass over on the streets and he got the break.
I said just for you saying that you can grudge this dick in your mouth. That's what the fuck I said.
Hey, Skin, you know what? Hey, hold on. Let me holler at you, Skin.
Shut up, man. Skin, I'm not with all that other shit. I'm not down with another man to fight the man.
You invite another man to your gym, especially me, boy, and I'm gonna see about you.
Hey, man.
I'm gonna see about you.
Every time you say the grudge, you can grudge this dick in your mouth.
Well, when I see you, I'm gonna make sure I let you know I got my eyes.
When you see me, you better not say nothing about the grudge. I'm gonna put my dick in your mouth. You better not say nothing about the grudge.
Hey, Dre. And if you see us and try to look away, I'm going to snap the shit out of you.
When I see them fucking ass niggas from the
North
Carolina.
You better not say nothing about no motherfucking grudge to me, nigga.
When I see them punk ass niggas from the North in Memphis, don't now one of you hoe ass niggas say shit to Drake.
Now he wanna stop it from coming. He put the whole North in it.
The
whole North ain't got nothing to do with me and Skin on your ass, man.
That's right.
You and Skin ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing but leave me alone. That'll be a perfect target. I'm gonna bring it to him.
I ain't gonna tell you what
to do. Say Diamond. Hey, Diamond. All that other shit they call you need your name, Diamond.
Alante, put my dick in your mouth.
That's why you forgot, Bray.
Pine gonna be on your ass too.
Pine on your motherfucking ass, nigga. I'll be waiting.
You gotta wear your leg brace for your knees won't fall apart.
You ain't lying. I'm gonna bring my leg down there just in case. I might have to loan it to your motherfucking ass, nigga.
I don't need them.
I got one of them Ace knee braces, goddammit. We'll bring it to your motherfucking ass, nigga.
And what size shoes you wear, Drake? I'm tired of seeing you wearing them socks. What size shoes you wear, man? Let me buy you a pair of shoes.
You ain't going to buy me shit because I don't need it. I buy my own shit.
Dude, I can't tell every time I see you at the goddamn truck you got on number socks.
This bitch ass
Come
nigga
on, man,
always
man
lying.
Got on
okay.
Five pair, not just one pair, five pair.
This man got on five pair of socks.
Got on five pair of socks. Foot walking around looking like a big old bungee board.
Good God, oh my, you need to stop that shit, man.
Ask anybody, they'll tell you. The man got on number socks, man.
Come on, man. Come on,
man. And the feet was just hurting that day. That was in Arkansas, he had on number socks. In Texas, he had on number socks. In Alabama, when I seen with me and Tim, I seen nothing but socks.
Come on, Dre. You
got
to wear some shoes, man. Gonna have to wear some shoes, man. I ain't
going to
be able to take this shit.
I'm going to tell you what it is. The man say Dre can't ride in his truck and take his shoes off because his shoes be stacking up the truck. So he go buy new socks to cover up the funk on his feet and ride that way with no shoes.
They clown us. They got boys from Texas, or Alabama, Georgia.
What the fuck, JB doing? He's from Chicago. Man, talking shit tonight. Hey, get in your car, take off your shoes, smell like a whole bunch of horseshit. Oh, somebody talking about a race back there in the background. I would say, come out there.
That's Kevin.
No. But I heard him also say, I don't know.
Yeah.
You going to put Kamala Harris on his ass, too?
Throw it right on his ass. Come on.
Come on. Come on over and fuck with Carl Kamala, the vice president.
Yeah. And get fucked up.
You see, I'm going to talk about racing drill on the streets. I take White House and his ass got the break with the grudge on the screen, and I run over his motherfucking ass.
Yeah, I'm like,
about to give a fuck about the grudge on the streets. I beat his motherfucking ass.
Bad motherfucker, man.
Hell yeah, because you don't have to tune that motherfucker so much to get that bitch down the street.
Yeah.
You barely can get the bitch down the track. How the fuck are you going to get it down the street?
Uh-oh. I already got.
I give him a chance. I let him tear out of there. He's going to blow the top. He's going to be gone on his ass. They ain't going to go no further than 75 miles per hour. Because every time he hit, he's going to blow the tires away.
Mm-hmm.
All over my lane. I'm going to go and get my checks when he come in my lane.
Hey, right. I'm going to be right there to connect with you.
I seen him now on the street with the grudge. He's trying to take off hitting that bitch with 300.
I just nutted.
Uh-oh.
Do anybody want any part of Kamala Harris tonight? Y'all got y'all earlier lunchtime bitches. Y'all want y'all nighttime edition?
Yep.
Y'all will just eat. We can go to Mexico.
Oh, I get last in the dark. Then I let me get the I get last in the dark.
And skin, I'm going to tell you something else I know is too skin. They wouldn't got some white boys to come race you. Wouldn't no nigga, they wouldn't got some white boys, man.
Yeah, I ain't get no fuck about them. Come on.
Joe didn't.
Money green.
Yeah, but you know, they be thinking because they got the white boys that a motherfucker finna be scared and all.
Yeah, I got to remember that white boy and all that when I come up there with that goddamn white, I was going to get on their ass.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Camaro just like we got.
Hey, they had some Mexican motherfuckers out there trying to run me with a Mustang. They want to spray the slicks on and everything. I said, man, get the fuck out of here. I'm talking about getting the break. I said, man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Mm-mm.
You bitches nothing.
The headache. Well, I'm going to give you try to duck it. That was the better.
Right. What I get, they better duck and pray it don't hit them.
Oh, better. Them little young boys was out there today. They broke out their little 40 Glocks and all their little things.
Yeah.
I said, look at this little shit. Look at them little bullets. I told them, hold on a minute. I went out and got my little toy. I said, now look at my bullets and your bullets. I said, when you running trying to get behind that car, I ain't going to aim at you. I'm aiming right at that door right there. My bullet's going to go through that door and through that door. Going to tear your ass up.
Yeah,
bro. I said, yeah, but y'all going to die. I would have been killed doing 900 years to be dead.
Yeah,
the government might bar me, let me go free. Yeah. And they do the mother folks. Yeah. You running trying to get away, that nigga hit you in the head. Now you dead.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Where's Dre go to? Dre must have to go feed the horses.
Yeah, he mad because I got on his ass. Come back, motherfucker. Come back.
Always talking about the grudge. The grudge ain't going to do shit. Throw a motherfucking spark plug out.
Man, Deucey faggot ass called me early. What the fuck he want? Hold on.
It might be finna race. It might be finna go to your ass. One thing about y'all, boy, y'all race anything, be down there having fun with that shit. Chemo. You got to get off the phone, honey. You got to go to work in the morning.
Bitch, what nice.
Ain't nobody on here but me and you.
Damn, where they go?
That was still
on there, man.
They got to get up and go to work in the morning. They can't stay on the phone like us. Their wife be taking the phone and shit.
Good. You just can't be on the phone talking and everything. You been talking to them niggas all day. You love them more than you love me. And then they hung up.
No, I don't, baby. They're my racing friends.
You don't even race them. All them your racing friends. Your car been in the shop for 4 years. That's what she told Kino. Your car, she told Kino, I said, they're my racing friends. See how them your racing friends. Your car been in the shop for 6 years. You ain't racing.